Well, obviously, I'm going to have to open something.
Yes.
Otherwise, we can't see Dan on the video feed. Actually, you can see.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess they're kind of over this way a little bit. Still, it's reminiscent of Christmas morning when the tree's just surrounded by presents.
Anything here on the counter from sales?
I know this one is, with the white tissue.
And the yellow card envelope.
Okay. Let's see how sales did this year.
All right.
They did it.
They did what? We got you a nice card. Oh, look at that. Everyone signed it. Wow. That looks like a little yearbook.
But probably 20 signatures on here.
Mm. That means they care.
$3 card.
Well, what did the card say?
I don't know.
Why you just throw it on the ground?
Because I said I didn't want it.
You mean it's not your favorite thing to get a card signed by 20 people?
I don't like the fact that they're that lazy. What do they really do?
They sell things.
They answer the phone.
They dial out.
I bet they don't.
I think they're required to. I think they have to sign a sheet.
That says they're actually making calls?
I assume. I don't know. I've seen these odd little phone cubbies, like really tiny offices on the second floor. And I assume that's what they're for.
They gave me a couple of gift cards.
Oh, nice.
One for New Fine Arts. One for Specs.
Yeah.
$25. I can't even get a whole bottle.
Sure you can.
No, it's
just,
I can't.
It's just a little bottle.
All right.
Speaking of New Fine Arts, you did get a present from New Fine Arts.
So I don't even need this gift card.
Well, I don't know. There may not be something in here that you want. Oh. There you go.
Okay, I can't even say what most of these are.
Probably not.
I can hold them up on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a Hustler. Porn star. Putty.
Ooh, creative.
It's like the one I had a few years ago that ran off.
I forgot about that. That one was making a world tour, wasn't it?
Yeah, somebody was wherever took it, they were sending me pictures of it in different parts of North Texas.
Wasn't Tony Romo throwing it at one point?
Yeah. Okay, this is more cylindrical.
I think that's more travel. The one you had before was more stationary.
Not for home use.
I'm sure you can, but, you know.
Just in case you can't find anybody at Rip Griffin's.
It's always good to have options.
This one is Katy Purvey, Love Doll.
Isn't she in town tonight?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She has a real candy cooch. Three tasty love holes. Well, I must open this.
I know. Sounds like a big weekend in store.
It's amazing. How do they do this?
What?
It looks just like her.
Miracle.
Look, I'll hold the box up, and here's her face. See?
Uncanny. Woo. It's, wow. It's like a photo.
Yep, I see one of the love holes right there. Obviously, she's okay with that in the back.
Go.
Front side. Kind of small cans.
Well, I think they fill out once you put some air in her.
I don't think I'll blow it up. I'll just take it home, screw it, pretend it's an old woman. I'll have to blow that up during a break.
Yeah.
Why would I need this?
New Fine Arts doesn't judge. They're happy to sell you whatever you're interested in. Or in this case,
this is a phallic. I'm going to guess it goes in your butt. It doesn't really say.
It does look that way, though.
I don't want that in my butt.
Well, it doesn't. This doesn't have to be everything that you use on yourself.
You know, I'll give that to the dogs.
Don't give that to the dogs.
Here's a larger size phallic thingy.
Mm.
I like the brand name.
Royal Duke.
Yeah.
This one's battery operated.
Well, that's got one of the suction cups on it.
Yeah. Okay.
In case you see a wall that you just can't get enough of.
Sculpted for the size, feel, and pleasure of the real thing. All right. All the gay talk's got to stop. Because obviously, at New Fine Arts, they think we are. Or at least I am.
No. I think they put together an assortment of goodies for you to use however you like.
Do-it-yourself vibrating dildo kit. Everything you need to make an exact vibrating copy of your thing. Yeah. I think I'll keep that. I'll make one for you, Dan.
No. Really no need for that at all.
Okay, this is probably the sickest so far. This is another phallic thingy.
Yeah.
It's a strap-on.
Okay.
And you strap it on your chin.
What? You do? Oh, my God. Let me see. What the hell is...
The Accommodator latex dong. Why would I want this on my chin?
Well, clearly there's...
Kenzie, you have any idea?
No.
Do you want to try any of these?
No.
I don't think, of all the things she's been through since she's been on the show, I've never seen her look more afraid.
How do you put this on?
Well, you can play unicorn.
All right. Let me take my headphones off. You think like this?
Yeah. Yeah, go with that.
Can I please take a picture?
It's on the internet. What did I tell you before?
You know, everybody's screen capping. One, two.
Oh, no.
I guess it goes like that. I don't know.
Well, look at the box.
What is it, Clem?
Is it comfortable?
It's all right. I don't know what this is for, though.
Well, it's... Well, yours... Occupied slightly higher, it's occupied slightly lower. That or it's just to make you look more distinguished.
Do I?
I think so.
Put it over your nose and tell a lie.
I don't get this.
Well, look at the box. Maybe there's instructions.
And it moves when I talk.
Well, it's attached to your chin.
Certainly it wouldn't go over your mouth. This is
there, that's it.
On my forehead?
Yeah.
Yes.
We finally found one.
I'm a unicorn. Mm-hmm. Little pony. Yeah, this is gay. We all should get one. All right, I'll open the rest of the stuff later.
Wow.
This is...
It's going to be hard to top that.
What?
It's going to be hard to top that.
Let me see what it actually says on the box. Comfortably straps to your head and frees you up to use your hands and tongue to their greatest potential, bringing your partner to the state of ecstasy and orgasmic bliss. Perfect companion for oral. Allows you complete freedom. The hell do they think I'm doing?
Again, they just put together a variety, and you can use however you see
fit. I'm just talking about the people that, you know, freeze up your hands. Well, I'm not really sure how to use this.
I see what you're asking, and the closest thing I can think of is you put that on, and your hands are free to then.
I got that. But
chase it's.
Well, do I put that on my chin, and then stick that in their who?
I think so.
So I could just do what?
Painting? I don't know. Sculpting with your hands? I really have no clue.
Juggle.
Like, I don't see me getting any pleasure out of this.
You know.
Well, then.
I don't think that one's meant for you.
All right. Any other big surprises? I'm really afraid to look through the rest of this basket from New Fine Arts. What is this? It's a Howard Stern show porn parody. Wrecking Ball parody. Oh, boy. Silicone penis.
That one's got studs. Good Lord.
Ball gag. Penis and larger cream. Premium masturbation cream.
All right.
Mints. Condoms. Black Panther. What is this? I guess this is it's like Viagra. Longer and stiffer thingy.
Yeah.
They put a little post-it note on here.
Oh, no.
This is our number one pill. It's badass.
See, I like that they believe in the stuff they sell.
Handcuffs.
Is that a card? Or is that the card you had before?
Happy birthday, New Fine Arts.
Very nice.
More condoms. That's a rooster ring. I'm going to hope that these stretch out.
Wow. Ooh.
Those are
small. Yeah. I think that it's got to be like silicone or something.
I gave me two. You want one?
It's your birthday. You go ahead.
I can't use two.
Well, you might end up breaking one.
No. Let's put them on.
I don't want to put one on right now.
And then we can have fights.
We'll definitely not have fights.
Okay.
Well, you got a bunch of other stuff to open as well.
What is that? That's one from sales.
Oh, yeah.
Kenzie, you want any of these?
I'm good.
They threw in a little thing of anal bleach.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Is yours stained?
It might be.
There you go. Knock yourself out.
All right. Rather be safe than sorry.
Okay. That was a wasted segment.
I don't think so. I thought it was pretty fun.
Well, it is if you can see everything, but on the radio, you're just going to have to take my word. This is really some f***ed up stuff. Alfie just sent me an birthday greetings?
Yeah, they're on your flash drive.
What have we got, about a minute, Chloe?
Yes.
I don't see it. Give me a second. There, got it.
Big Tex sends his birthday howdy to Russ Martin, and a big thanks for his support of the families of fallen police and firefighters. See you at the fair.
That's the same one from last year.
We were kind of hoping that you wouldn't really notice.
You couldn't hold out longer than that, Alfie?
Lacey.
You could have just said, no, it's not. It's brand new, Russ.
The rest of them are new. We just did that one to throw you off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We couldn't get him again this year.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is Chuck Morgan, voice of Rangers Ballpark in Arlington, home of the Texas Rangers. Well, I wish I was getting ready for Game 3 of the American League Division Series at Rangers Ballpark.
Alfie!
You're going to contend this is a new one as well?
It might be.
No! You're supposed to re-edit these.
You didn't get anybody to call?
Well, we were...
Are you still going to contend the rest of them are new?
The rest of them are new.
Oh,
that one's from last year.
He still loves you just the same.
I understand. All right. I'll go ahead and play it, then we got a break.
Oh, Russ, baby. I understand it's your birthday. And you know, Lieutenant Denzel loves Russ's birthday. As fine as you are, in a masculine sort of way. But on the real, Russ, man, you've been an asset to. I mean, what you and your foundation do for our firefighters is beyond what words can say. I really wish you the best for your birthday and many, many more. Lieutenant Denzel, peace out.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:33, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Let's start off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Arapahoe. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes, this one involving multiple vehicles. Traffic's backed up back at 635. In Arlington, southbound 360 right at Six Flags Drive. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Carrier Green Oaks. And in Fort Worth, southbound 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway right at Rosedale Street. Road construction there has been cleared out, but traffic is still backed up back from I-30. On top of all that, there's a bunch of traffic lights out all across the Metroplex, so it's pretty much going to suck anywhere you go today. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Tonight, clear skies, 53 for the low, then tomorrow, sunny and 79. Right now, it's 81 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I knew it was coming. There was just nothing you can do about it. I can only take so many allergy meds with the high winds yesterday. Anything that anybody's allergic to is airborne.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually it makes sense because any time, especially this time of year when it's the cold fronts that blow through, like what happened yesterday, that's when you usually get your worst.
Yeah, I can barely read the computer monitor in front of me.
Is it just filled with allergen stuff, or is it just...
I don't know.
Well, I don't experience it, so I don't know what you're... Is it like... Is it foggy?
It's like if I wore glasses to read.
Uh-huh.
I don't have my glasses on.
Okay, so just overall blurry.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's like a constant tilt shift effect.
Yeah, about the time you think you can read it,
uh-huh,
it pops back out of focus.
Ugh.
What a ass. Okay. What do you guys want to do?
Oh, you got plenty of more presents to open.
Do you want to open them all now? Is there anything you want me to open now? Anything that should wait?
I don't know who, like, this, the big one, and there's one smaller one over here. I know mine is right here, wrapped up real pretty. Alfie's is over there on the ground. Chloe, I'm not sure.
Mine's the big bag.
Oh, there you go.
Mm. Does anybody have a preference?
No, you can open anytime you want as far as mine goes.
Hmm. I can't decide.
I know. So much.
Well, I don't want to open the good stuff first and then get down to nothing.
I don't know what the good stuff is.
I would save clothes for last.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I open yours, Dan?
Sure.
Where'd you take that to get it wrapped? That wasn't that funny, but... Really, where'd you take it to get around?
Closed desk. We're men. We're not big on rapping. It's more the gift inside.
That is very cool. Where did you get this?
I found it. It took some serious digging. I forget. I was looking for Rockford File stuff, and I saw that image, and I thought, that is cool.
It's his Yellow Pages ad from the series.
Yeah.
And you'd see it from time to time. He'd be using a payphone, and he'd always just look at his ad. And there was one episode where somebody had drawn a mustache on it, pissed him off, so he's trying to scrape it off.
That was the first episode, wasn't it?
I think you're right.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome. Glad you like it.
Is that on the camera? There. Did you want your wrapping paper back?
Actually, it's Chloe's. You can just give it back to him.
Because my mom always likes, doesn't want me throwing it away.
Here you go, Chloe. Here's your snack bag.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Why don't we do some news for a while?
Okay. We can do that. I also, if you want to, at some point today, I pulled more movie sound effects trivia that we had started earlier this week.
That we did so well on?
Did so well, I pulled 25 more.
I didn't get a chance to watch Tone's show last night.
Oh, Bad Judge?
Yeah, who was I talking to?
Me.
Oh. Oh, no, we talked to Tone for so long after the show.
I was going
to
say, when I left, Tone was still here.
So when I was done with all my editing, it had already come and gone. Mm. Anybody watch it?
Yeah, I watched it at my desk last night. It was pretty good. The main character, her name again?
Kate Walsh.
It was weird to see her doing comedy.
I don't know who she is.
But she had done dramatic stuff before.
Yeah, but she was good. And Tone's parts are really cool, too. His were funny.
I checked the overnight Nielsen's, whatever's on before. Is it The Biggest Loser?
Yeah, Biggest Loser.
Whatever ratings that show had, Bad Judge kept those numbers. So they didn't lose anything.
That's actually pretty impressive.
And what is Bad Judge?
It's a new series on NBC. Dan's friend, Tone Bell.
Oh, okay.
He plays the bailiff in her courtroom.
I see.
It stars Kate Walsh. I don't know if you ever watched Grey's Anatomy or Private Practice. She's a tall redhead.
Okay.
She plays Bad Judge. He's the bailiff. Last night was the first airing, and it was the pilot. After this, hopefully we get more better stuff.
Nice.
He means Tone's not in a lot in the pilot. But they realized... Okay. They could utilize him more, so the other ones they already have in the can, he's more prominent. And he was in here for a while yesterday. You get him drunk, he'll tell you almost anything.
Yep.
It may take a while, but...
Started telling us what other people made in television.
Mm-hmm.
What he made.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even seem to bother him.
Well, I think the reason why it didn't bother him is because he was telling us how much money goes to your managers and PR people and the whole team thing.
Yeah, I found one of those hard to believe. I'm not calling him a liar. It just seemed odd.
Yeah.
That he had made, I think it was, did he say from MTV?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see what the number is. I'll just make one up. Let's say $200,000.
Okay.
He got the check for that, and after everybody was paid, he ended up with like $35,000.
No way.
I guess the agent, taxes.
Agent, taxes, PR people as well. Yeah, it's like your whole, you have your whole management team.
Like, why would you even do it?
Start costing you money at some point.
And actually, it actually sounds more beneficial to be part of a management team, because that sounded to me like they got more of a percentage.
Do you think he's going to come back?
Yeah. He was talking yesterday after the show that he's going to be back in November doing shows at the Improv. He wanted to come hang out.
Okay. Just hard to read him. I think he thinks I'm giving him a hard time, but I'm not.
No, you're not.
But near the beginning of the show, when he was just kind of rambling and he couldn't really focus on anything. I pulled that clip.
But I would imagine that, I got to be honest with you, it's probably pretty funny.
He can't really focus on anything. Mm. You got NDD?
Oh, my God.
You got that, didn't you?
I didn't want to get it because like what you did was you made me say it in my head.
It was one of those that he really tried to fight it off, and then it just overtook him, and he just started laughing.
I bet he ends up using that somewhere. You know he will.
I like his punchline better than mine. I forget what this other clip was. Oh, he was giving me a hard time about drinking straight out of the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't stick any tongue in it that time.
Well, that's because you were thinking
you're conscious
about
of it now.
You're going to get me grief about lipping the bottle. Really? I'm out of control.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Ready for news?
Yeah.
All right, 3:46. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Be sure to join Clo tonight at the Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth from 8 to 10 p.m. He'll have tickets to Slipknot to give away, along with a few Eagles prizes. Or just Eagle prizes, probably make more sense. Today is Friday, October 3rd, 2014. Birthdays today. Ashley Simpson turns 30. Actress Shannon Hossman, 36. Sean William Scott Stifler turns 38. Porn star Candy Apples is 38 as well. She starred in Everybody Loves Raymond and Tranny Get Your Gun. Lena Headey is 41. She's on Game of Thrones. Nev Campbell is 41. Gwen Stefani, 45. Clive Owen turns 50, star of Sin City. Tommy Lee is 52. Jack Wagner, soap star, turns 55. The Reverend Al Sharpton is 60. Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac, 65. Roy Horn is 70. And Chubby Checker is 73 today. Five members of the Dallas County Sheriff's Department who were briefly inside the apartment where a man with Ebola stayed have been temporarily put on leave.
Why did they go in?
Well, Christopher Dyer, president of the Dallas County Sheriff's Association, said they're very concerned. Their families are concerned. You've got to go home and tell your spouse, hey, I was just inside this house where a guy had Ebola.
Why did they go in?
They were delivering the orders.
Well, then you do a ding-dong ditch.
Telling the people in the apartment you're not allowed to leave.
You just tell them through the window.
I guess it had to be official.
I'm not going in.
I'm Ebola
knocking.
The three deputies, a sergeant and a lieutenant, accompanied the head of Dallas County Health and Human Services and a doctor into the apartment late Wednesday night. They had gone there on the orders of Sheriff Lupe Valdez. Good for you. To get the people inside to sign a court order forbidding them from leaving the apartment. Dyer said deputies should never have been involved to begin with because he considers it a federal issue, not a local matter.
Why did they go in?
Because they were ordered to by the sheriff.
Valdez?
Mm-hmm.
I like how they only think about this after the fact.
Well, you know, they knew that the people, whatever, in there was infected.
Right.
Why did they go in?
I don't know.
Well, now hang on. They don't know if the people in the apartment are infected. They know that the infected man was there for a while.
Okay. So why did they go in?
again, like I said, they had to deliver the order saying you're not allowed to leave. And why they had to do that in person, I don't know. You're right. They could have just slipped it under the door. They could have knocked and ran. Yes. So many options. They could have brought it in with a drone. I don't care.
Driven by and called him, threw it out the window.
Yeah.
Don't leave your house. Thank you. Sheriff's Department.
Yeah. Christopher Dyer also said, my anger is really with the feds. Let's move that family. Let's move everybody out of that building. I don't care if it's overkill. Let's do overkill. I don't think sending a few deputies in there is the right course of action.
Why did they go in? Can't you say, I don't want to go in? There's Ebola in there.
You would think, but I don't know how that works.
I don't think they can force you to go. Captain Howard would know better than anybody. I'm sure he's twisted about this.
I would think so. I think if it was him involved in that, they'd probably stick it on the end of a tank and just poke it through the window. Here.
Put it on the front of their MRAP?
Yeah.
Just pull that. How big is that vehicle, that MRAP?
It's massive.
I saw it sitting out in front of Cowboys, but...
Oh, yeah, for the white trash party.
Yeah.
I crawled in.
It looked like it was about a story and a half tall.
Easily. I'd say it's got to be 10 feet tall. It's all metal and tires. But on the belly of it, because it's one of those former military things they were using in the Middle East, the whole underbelly is completely blast-proof. It's protected because it's one of those armored personnel carriers that they would use, and it had to be fortified against IEDs.
Did you see it, Everett?
No, I didn't.
There's a picture on my computer if you want to look. Yeah, just take the MRAP, put a note on the front that says don't leave, and pull it right up next to the front door.
Mm-hmm. I think they'd get the message.
You don't really get – here. Hang on, Everett. Here's one with the guy standing next to it so you get a better perspective.
The CDC has reiterated several times this week that being near someone who has contracted the Ebola virus does not mean you'll get infected. The disease is not contagious in the same ways as the flu or common cold.
It's like, not really the best of all examples, but it's like AIDS. There has to be some type of exchange of fluids.
Yeah. You have to be in contact with a patient's body fluids or blood, and you have to have a break in your skin or have the fluids touch your eyes, mouth, or nose to contract the virus. According to Dallas County Sheriff's Association President, the plan for now is that a representative with the CDC is going to speak with the deputies and their families to help allay their concerns.
The thing is Ebola is not a very strong virus. It's kind of a wimpy little virus. It gets killed by bleach, direct sunlight. I think it gets killed by water and Lysol, too.
And actually, it dies on its own if it just hangs out outside of a host.
Yep.
Were these deputies wearing, does it say in the story, were they wearing any type of hazmat outfits?
They weren't.
Did anybody tell them not to lick anything if they went in the house?
I would hope so. But keeping in mind, they went into that apartment with a doctor and Zach Thompson, the director of Health and Human Services for Dallas County.
Did you lick anything while you were in there?
I wasn't supposed to.
Nobody said nothing.
I know. I just walked in, started licking everything. I couldn't help it.
I'm sure we'll hear from Captain Howard.
Yeah. In addition to that, there was a hazmat crew that planned to, they eventually did come clean the apartment, but they were supposed to do it last night.
So the deputies went in before it was cleaned?
Yeah. And the hazmat crew was supposed to come in last night, but...
I'm not going in there.
They couldn't go in because they didn't have a proper permit to do with the disposal of the items that they would have to get rid of inside the apartment. So they had to wait for a permit. And then they finally were able to go in right, maybe like an hour before we got on the air. So just earlier today. So they do have it all pretty much cleaned by now.
Did the deputies know it hadn't been cleaned yet?
I'm pretty sure they probably knew that.
Why did they go in?
I don't know, man. I'm with you. I understand the whole orders thing, but if the sheriff says, hey, go in there.
All right, babe, open the door and let's go.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to look at it.
If you're going to order your men to go in someplace, you go in with them. Or why not just say, yeah, we went in.
Yeah, well, we did it. I think that would have been the best way around it. Because how's she going to know? She going to ask him?
Okay, what do we got, Chloe, about a minute?
Yes.
Got a quick one?
I do. Charlie Sheen is denying he was high on crack and pulled a knife on his dentist.
Okay.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Straight up 4 o'clock. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by CarQuest. Traffic sucks everywhere. Only a couple of actual accidents to speak of, though. We'll start off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Arapahoe. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back to Forest. And in Arlington, southbound 360 right at Six Flags Drive. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back to Trinity Boulevard. Join me tomorrow from 9 to 11 p.m. at Scream's Haunted House in Waxahachie. I'll be hosting the Scream's opening weekend freak show. Come out, another freak show, and win Freakers Ball tickets. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by SiriusXM. Clear skies tonight and chilly with a 53-degree overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of just 79. Right now, it's 81 and 97.1 the Eagle.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
K-E-G-L.
Now.
The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Dan, do you want me to open something else up to get it out of your way?
Yeah, go ahead. Definitely open this white one.
Okay.
And I'll say they're this whatever this one is behind it.
This one is from Scott Long.
From sales.
Do I know Scott?
Yes.
Oh.
He's our Jim Beam rep.
Okay.
That's right, right, Cliff?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do we like him?
Very much. Yes. We love Scott.
Why would he get me alcohol that's not Jim Beam?
That part I haven't figured out yet.
I bet he loses the account. I probably shouldn't have said anything.
He actually represents a number of alcohol brands.
Maybe this is a...
I think it's a Jim Beam product. I think.
Hockstadter?
Sure.
Rock and Rye. America's original bottled cocktail. Slow and low. Union made. What does that mean?
Well, it means it's not made by scabs.
I never thought about that. That's, I like that in whiskey.
Yeah, you should.
84 proof, orange and honey. All right.
Okay, that sounded fake.
Yeah. Did it?
Yeah, very much.
Oh my God. Sound like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Sounds like SpongeBob.
I'll try it again. Calm down, Kenzie. I can see her out of my peripheral jumping up and down. Do you want to try that now?
Yeah, this way you can hear the bubbles. Like it's got to be the shape of the neck. It kind of holds it up in there. It spit at my nose. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. And it's a chuck wheat.
There you go.
Okay. What was the other one?
Grab that pink one there. Someone actually went to the trouble of wrapping something.
I did. Oh, it's Chuck.
Where's my knife?
I got one if you need it.
Never got mind. One. Inside the pocket holster. Which gun is this? Is this for my Glock? Oh, is that why you were asking me the other day what generation or model it was? Yeah. Sort of. My 27 will fit in this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll try it out during the break.
That's
Thank
nice.
You. Thank you, Wheat.
Chuck was asking me to try and get access to your gun during the week.
He cleaned it. He had it for like 3 or 4 days.
Well, the Gen 27, or the Model 27, doesn't have a generation marking on it.
Does that matter?
Well, there's 4 generations.
Okay. But do you want me to see if it fits?
But yes, see if it
Well, you just said you know it fits.
I think he's just wanting you to play with it.
There.
I think he meant more than put it on your hand and wave it around.
Is this other one from you as well, Chuck? Because it's the same paper.
Yeah.
All right.
What did he say? He said you can do that one. I think you're the only person that actually wrapped something, Chuck.
I always wrap stuff when I... Kenzie's stuff I wrapped?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, for the girls, yeah. I'm just saying, if anyone for you today.
No.
Jeez, serious tape.
Okay. Was my other magazine not cleanable?
No. One must always have a second magazine. You never run with one magazine. You must have two magazines.
I just figured if, let's see, what does magazine hold? What do these hold, about
eight?
Yeah, if I don't kill them by eight, they deserve the gun.
I'll explain that on the break.
Explain the bullets?
Yes.
I know how they work. Should I not talk about this?
Oh, you can talk.
Is it legal?
No, they're legal.
Well, it's got a brand name.
They're bonded. They're full metal jacket bonded.
It's a PDX-1 Defender. Stop the threat. 180 grain. Bonded jacketed hollow point. When you absolutely positively.
Chuck was telling us about those. Those things are hardcore.
Alfie, do we have any phone books still in the mailroom?
Russ, no.
We don't. We definitely don't.
Do we really not?
We really do not.
Chuck, would this go through, let's say, 5 phone books?
No.
See? We can shoot guns in here.
No, we cannot.
Oh, yeah. It's perfectly fine.
Everett!
Yeah.
You are his attorney. Are you just looking for business?
Well, we're in Dallas County.
What does it mean?
So if we were in, let's say, Denton County right now.
Well, I got the keys in Dallas, but yeah, Denton's a little different. So.
Okay.
Well, I got Tim Powers in Denton.
Oh, there you go.
That's true.
You're covered either
way. I'm not driving to Denton to shoot phone books. Thanks, Wheat.
You're welcome. They're all out of zombie ammo.
You don't think this would kill zombies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll do a zombie.
Yeah, but that kind of a bullet's kind of overkill on a zombie.
Yeah.
You want to save that for people.
Engineered to maximize terminal ballistics as defined by FBI test protocol. The Defender ammunition provides maximum stopping power for the ultimate in personal defense. Our innovative bonding process welds the jacket to the lead core for improved penetration.
Mm-hmm.
1.5 times expansion. It explodes a little when it goes in. Man, that's just mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Proven performance you can rely on when the stakes are high. Is 180 grains a lot?
Yeah.
That is one excited gentleman.
Chuck goes to some type of gun training seminar, something almost every weekend. When did all this start?
About a year ago.
He just got wrapped up in it.
Love it.
Yeah, but you had guns before a year ago.
No.
You hadn't?
All right, I stand corrected.
Yeah, last Friday after the show, we talked about gun stances, and you don't do the sideways stance anymore.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the shoulder, like just right here. Yeah.
I would still think, I know the reason for not doing the sideways stance for if you're wearing a bulletproof vest, because it could go in the
armpit.
The armpit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not wearing a bulletproof vest, I would still think you'd want to turn to the side because you're, yeah. And it's not the standard, you know, SWAT pose. I'm trying to think of a TV show where.
Pretty much any cop show.
Yeah.
They know that.
You know what the stance is when you're holding a gun.
Yeah.
You don't do this anymore.
No?
You hold it closer to your body.
Ah. And I'm going to guess that's so if you happen to walk past a doorway, they can't grab your weapon?
That's correct.
In fact, I noticed that. I was watching a Blue Bloods last night. And Marky Mark's brother.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg. That's the stance he uses now. He keeps it close to his body. So... obviously, they have a police consultant.
Definitely. Well, that's fun, hey? Well, I was going to say, now you should go shoot, but you don't want to shoot those at targets. That's just a waste.
I want to shoot phone books.
We don't have any phone books.
I bet we do.
I'll go get some.
Run the stream, woman.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do not enable him. Get this red one, because that's...
in the way?
Yeah, it's just kind of just.
All right, I'll make this quick. Although I know it's compelling radio to listen to somebody open things.
For somebody else's birthday.
Happy birthday, Everett. I didn't realize your handwriting was so bad.
You're welcome.
I like this card. I don't know why.
Really?
It's happy birthday on the front. Festive font. Here's to another year.
That's a perfect, if as a guy, you get a card for another guy, that's one you get.
Yeah, we don't want a bunch of flowery speech and mm-mm. poems.
I certainly don't want any poems from you. We know how yours go.
I'm more a fan of the limerick, actually.
Yeah, you are.
What did that come out of?
This one here.
Oh. It's a nice wooden box, whatever it is. Middleton Very Rare Irish Whiskey Blend.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
What?
Yeah, that right there will knock your...
in the dirt?
Yep. Right in it. For a good while.
Am I supposed to? I'm not questioning, but it's printed on the label, very rare.
Oh, yeah, they mean it.
he's not kidding.
I would think it would be more of a selling point if it looked like it was handwritten on there.
Well, I think they put more effort in the actual whiskey. I think this is the last time I saw it on a menu. It's probably 10 years ago, and it was $17, $18.
What?
Per shot of that.
Really?
And that was like 10 years ago. So I'd assume it's much more now. It's a very nice bottle of whiskey. Careful.
That's actually good. And I don't like Irish whiskey.
No, you don't.
Why did you do that again?
What?
Didn't you get me Irish whiskey last year?
No, I got you scotch.
Oh.
Which you drank.
Sort of. That's really smooth.
May I?
Sure.
Awesome.
What is this, Everett?
Oh, it's a little explanatory booklet.
On how to drink?
I don't know.
No, that's how fancy you know it is.
Yeah.
Certificate of authenticity. Very rare.
See?
Made in Dublin.
Hell yeah, it is. God, that stuff's delicious.
Here, put it back in the box.
Yep.
How are we doing, Claude? About five?
Yes, sir.
All right. What were we doing?
We were doing some news.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy birthday.
I will call you after I've had some, and we'll talk.
Okay.
Unlike the Scots.
Hey, Everett. It's a birthday. I drank the Dublin, and I'm wearing that thing on my head.
How come Brokaw's calling me?
Yeah. I'm a drunk pony unicorn.
Put that thing back in your head. I predict between at some point before the end of the day, that will be on someone's head again.
That phallic thingy,
the chin dong.
I'm still at a loss what that's really for.
I think you put it here, so it's
on your,
and then
it's on your chin.
Yeah.
So you can lick and poke.
Yeah. It's a lick and poke.
That's got to be one narcissistic bitch. Poke it and lick it at the same time.
Yeah, she tells you.
Well, what are you going to do for me? All my stuff's down here. Nowhere near you. I guess unless you're 69 in it.
That is true.
And you got your hands free, too, in case she wants to arm wrestle.
Oh, did anybody have any damage from the storms yesterday?
I haven't had power. I still don't have power. And Encore says they don't know when it's coming back on or what's causing it.
Well, part of it's got to be a lot of all the transformers that exploded.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know what caused it. It was that big storm we had yesterday.
I know, I'm slightly troubled by Encore saying, we're not sure what caused it.
Or when it'll be fixed. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the way home last night, I heard that 200,000 people were without power, and today it was like 180,000.
You couldn't even get a hamburger anywhere around my house. I mean, all the restaurants were closed because the power was out. All the lights were out. I mean, it was bizarre.
How big of an area?
Several miles. I mean, all of Lakewood, to my knowledge, all of Lake Highlands.
I know Arlington has widespread shutdown stuff. DISD had closed schools. I think Arlington ISD closed all their schools today because they were all without power.
UTA is closed.
What is?
UTA.
Okay, very excited. I don't have to go to class tonight. I didn't have any damage. I was shocked.
I am shocked by that, especially because a lot of the most damaging stuff was up north and then obviously in Dallas, Arlington area.
I haven't walked the entire property, but I looked out back, didn't see anything. Looked out front, all the trees still standing.
Well, maybe what Close said yesterday is true. The trees that were
lazy,
yeah,
shiftless,
were already gone. So the good, strong ones are the remainers.
I'm very proud of them.
Did you tell him that?
I will tonight.
Good.
Give him a pat on the branch.
The other ones, you got to do one thing, and you failed. All you got to do is stay in the ground. And after almost any big storm, there'd be one out front. Just laying down. From the roots.
Just had it.
It's not like it snapped in half. Just fell over. Okay, good.
All right. A Fox News national poll asked voters if they would support their state splitting off from the United States. 9% said they would. Small number. The poll also gave people another option. What if you could boot other states out of the union? Nearly twice as many, 17%, liked that idea. So which state was the first to be voted out? Anyone have any guesses?
Out of the union?
Out of the union. I got a New York, got a Chuck behind me.
Where was this poll taken?
This was done among just over 1,000 randomly chosen registered voters nationwide.
First one out, I would say Florida.
Not the first one, but it did make the top of the near the top of the list.
I'd say Texas.
Texas also did. Florida was 11%. Texas 20%. Chuck,
they want to kick us out?
Yes. Chuck, you were good with New York at 25%. There's still one state left at 53%.
Is it California?
It is California. 53% of the voters said they'd be willing to ditch California. A Democratic pollster.
Why do they want to get rid of us?
This guy, Chris Anderson, says voters who want to kick out a state appear to have presidential politics in mind. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to want to vote a state out of the union. Basically, they're saying that the top four states targeted for expulsion are also the four most electorally rich states in the country.
So they think we have too much power.
Yes. That is. It also makes sense as a Republican, probably since they're the ones that want to kick a state out the most, one that would stand out to me that you'd want to kick out would be California because it's some crazy liberals on the left coast.
And they've got all the electoral votes that they do.
I figured Florida would have been higher on the list just because.
Yeah, but
anytime there's a story about mongoloids, it's almost always Florida.
That's true. But it's one of those things where it's like, but it's our Florida.
Yeah, I know. But it's still Florida.
It really is. It's embarrassing.
Hey, you look at the map. It looks like a big skin tag. Or a droopy.
Yeah. Just kind of hanging out there. The Fox News poll was based on landline and cell phone interviews. Like I said, just over 1,000 randomly chosen registered voters nationwide.
I would keep Oklahoma.
Why is that?
For the strippers.
Fond of them, are you?
Me and Jerry Jones.
Any strippers specifically? Cities?
Ardmore.
Ah. Special place in your heart.
It's like a resort.
I bet they changed their city slogan to that now. No, it's true. Someone said it.
One of our strippers, Jerry Jones. That's our new town slogan.
That's the sign you see when you pull into town.
Yeah. Welcome to Ardmore. One of our dancers, Jerry Jones.
After Troy Aikman, that stage really contributed a lot to the Cowboys' legacy. When big news happens, Brian Williams wants to be there, which is one of the reasons he...
Hang on a second. We're late, right?
Yes.
All right. Hang on to that one.
All right.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:34, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Carquest. Still only a couple real accidents out there. Traffic blows everywhere, though. We'll start off in Dallas, northbound on the Toy, right at Arapahoe, got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic is still backed up all the way back from Forest. In Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at Oak Grove Road, got an accident blocking the right lane there. Traffic is backed up back from 35W. And a side street accident for you in Fort Worth, westbound Seminary, just before 35W, got an accident there that has traffic backed up in the area. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear skies tonight. 53 for the low. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine and much cooler, a high of just 79. Right now, 81 at 97.1, the Eagle.
Hey, Russ, this is Rob Russ of the Dallas Fire Department and a member of the Dallas Fire Department Pipes and Drums. All of us here at Station 24, a.k.a. Fort Hatcher in beautiful South Dallas, want to wish you a happy birthday. We really appreciate everything you and your foundation does for all public service. So from all the Bubba's at Fort Hatcher, happy birthday, Russ.
That's from last year, too.
No, it's not.
That one's brand new.
I haven't even heard that one before.
All right. I'm going to right-click on the file.
Why are you going to right-click on anything?
Friday, October 4th, 2013.
Alfie, seriously? You couldn't resave them?
I didn't think he would do that.
He right-clicks everything.
I check everything.
Yes.
This bottle of whiskey that Everett got me is around $150.
No, it's more than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
You see?
Why was it more? How much was it?
It wasn't a lot more, but it was a little more.
It makes sense.
It's hard to find. It's there's not a lot of it out there.
Is that why they stamp on there very rare?
That's exactly why.
You got to know.
They go to the trouble to give you a booklet with it written in there.
I was impressed at 150.
You should be impressed at anything above 75.
That would scare me to drink it.
But that's the first Irish whiskey you've ever tried that you didn't want to spit out.
I don't want to tinkle it either.
You want to just keep it in?
Are there any remnants of that when you go tinkle?
I don't know. It's possible. I mean, with whiskey that potent.
I just wonder if you could get a secondary buzz.
Just lying on...
when you're out of whiskey and the stores are closed, you start looking at everything.
All of a sudden, you're lying on your back playing fountain.
you're Googling, can I drink piss?
As long as you don't drink like the first 3 seconds, you're fine.
All right, I got to Google it. Why the first 3 seconds?
That's where all the really bad contaminants and stuff that's in your body that needs to be released first leaves the body.
That makes sense.
Yeah, all the germs that are getting flushed out. The rest of it should be sterile to you and you alone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's healthy-ish to drink your own pee. I see Bear Grylls do it all the time.
Who?
That he's the survivalist. We played audio from his show a couple weeks ago.
He drinks his own urine.
Oh, yeah.
Straight out of the spigot?
Well,
I think what he does is he relieves himself into like a shirt or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
And wring it out into his mouth. Mm-hmm. He's also done it with...
Why does he do that?
Because he needs water. It's a survival technique.
Could the guy holding the camera hand him some water?
Well, then it wouldn't be...
That's always my favorite.
Yeah, I agree.
It wouldn't be authentic if he's going to show you real ways that you could survive if you're in a dire situation.
Well, just tell somebody, drink pee.
Well, it's not shocking if... It's more fun. It's more entertaining if you see him do it. It's not drinking his own pee was nothing compared to when he got water out of elephant poop.
How'd he do that? Is it like a filtration type process? No?
Picked up an elephant turd with a shirt and just squoze.
And he drank that?
Yep.
Are there no cacti around him?
Not in that particular episode.
If you know you're going to go someplace without any water, wouldn't you take some?
He's showing the most extreme of circumstances. If you find yourself completely not prepared and in the wild.
Maybe you shouldn't go.
That's kind of my thinking. I'd rather just not be in a situation where something catastrophic happens and I'm in the jungle by myself with no weapon, no idea how to save myself. I'll just stay at the resort.
Okay. Yeah. If I've got to drink my own pee, I ain't going.
Yeah. That's not a big selling point.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they should really just put that right there with all the travel stuff.
BYOP. All right. You were starting a news story about Brian Williams.
Yes. Yeah, from NBC Nightly News. When big news happens, Brian Williams... wants to be there.
They don't even use this music anymore, do they?
I don't know. We're always on the air whenever he comes on. I'm not sure if they changed it or not.
I don't really care.
Anyway, that's one of the reasons he no longer drinks alcohol. Brian Williams said in a Facebook chat on Wednesday that while he used to drink, he doesn't anymore and never really loved it anyway. But the reason he avoids it is really only something a top network news anchor can say. I figure since I never know when news is going to break out, and I so often need to drive and or think straight, it's an easy thing to do without.
I guess also being a parent, or at least one of you has to be sober.
Yeah.
In case something ever happens to the kid. I mean, there are a lot of instances where you really have to be sober all the time. Or somebody in the house has to.
Yeah.
Chloe, who's a designated sober? Your house?
Usually it's the your housekeeper, actually.
Gina?
Yes.
She doesn't drink?
Not too often.
Normally you and her husband get drunk?
Yeah. So, yeah, if we're on a tear, then usually she doesn't.
I don't know if it's not that she chooses not to. It's just she wouldn't have a chance to get a drink from you two.
What about the kid? He drank?
No. No.
In that house?
I bet he does.
Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't.
How old is he?
He's 8.
Yeah, he can hold it.
Yeah. He's already doing his own at-home training pin tests. I will beat these.
Master the walk and turn.
Oh, speaking of getting stopped, Kenzie was telling me this during the break. Kenzie got stopped coming to work today. She thought she was going to be late.
Right.
55 and a 35.
All right. Dallas or somewhere else?
Dallas.
Okay.
All right. So you need an attorney? You got one.
See? There you go. Well, I don't because he let me off.
Really? Why?
Guess.
He was Dallas SWAT, so he knew who I was. And he asked me where I worked. And I told him. And he walked away, made a phone call, came back, told me not to speed and have a lovely day.
Wow.
And then she ended the story with, I am forever in his debt.
Oh, no. That's not good for her.
I like the way everybody looked around at the wall of the carpet. It's like, this is not my studio.
No, it's not. Cake.
And I asked her two or three times. I went, you're forever in whose debt? She goes, his. Because am I saying it wrong? Part of it.
I'm forever in him debt? I don't understand.
Your debt.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's not what you told the officer.
I didn't tell the I didn't say that to the officer. I just thanked him over and over again and stuck my hands out the window like this. Like prayer hands.
Oh, okay.
Radio.
Yeah, I got it. So.
Your debt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everett, what would that ticket normally run? 20 over?
Dallas, probably a couple $100.
Hmm. Plus attorney's fees.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention the stress and anguish of wondering, how is this all going to sort itself out?
I think somebody owes the foundation a small donation.
I would say so.
Okay.
Do what you want. I don't care.
I'll donate.
Anytime I get off of a ticket, I put some money in the foundation.
I'm going to.
Nobody else does.
I'm
in fact, I stopped doing it.
I think the last time I got pulled over, I got the ticket. So,
where was this?
It was in Dallas, but it was a school zone deal.
Oh. Mm. How much was it?
It wasn't that bad. It was, I'd say, a couple hundred. Because where the zone I was in, the speed limit normally is 30. So it goes down to 20, and so it was 10 over. But, I mean, most people on that street were going 35, 40. My problem was it was a one-way street, so I'm used to looking on the right side of the street for the school zone flashes, but they were on the other side. So that's my fault.
Your problem was you were speeding.
And not paying attention.
Could have killed a kid.
No, there weren't any kids in the street. The one person in the street, though, the police officer telling me to pull my dumb ass over.
You should have told him, you know, it's dangerous standing in the street.
I was real tempted. Because I told him, like, I didn't see the signs on the other side of the street, and I was so close to saying, you're lucky I saw you. But I figured that may not be the best thing to say.
Did he ask where you were?
Yes. No, because...
Kenzie, I'm talking this
way. I know, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Calm down.
No, this was in the morning, so none of that ever came up.
I thought they always asked you where you work.
They don't usually ask.
No.
The time before that, it was, my inspection was out, and I got pulled over in Highland Park, and they didn't care about anything other than, give me your stuff, and here's your ticket.
Okay. Forgot what I was going to say.
Kenzie got pulled over.
Yeah. Yeah, normally, 20 over. A lot of times, I don't think they'd let you off regardless of who you are. How did it come up in conversation? Did he specifically ask you where you work?
Well, it started out, he's like, why are you speeding? I said, I'm late to work. He goes, where do you work? I said, Dallas. He said, what do you do in Dallas? And I said, I work at Clear Channel. I'm on the Russ Martin Show. And he goes, oh.
You just snuck that in there, did you?
Well, he asked me.
He didn't ask you all of that.
No.
He said, where do you work? I said, on the Russ Martin Show.
97.1 KEGL.
You know, I did not
Columbus
say
Big Foundation.
That. I said the Russ, and I had on my Eagle shirt too.
Oh wow, you're just ramming it home. I tell you what, Kenzie, Russ now will show you how this normally works. You want to be the cop or the motorist? It's if you got pulled over, how about that?
Okay.
All right. Did you realize you were speeding?
Yes, sir.
Why are you in such a hurry?
I have no good reason.
You're not helping my bit.
That's what I'm telling.
I'm trying to help Kinsey.
Oh. All right, ask me again.
Okay. Why are you speeding?
Russ Martin.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I got it in there.
I never tell them unless they ask. And now my driver's license, obviously it doesn't just stand out because it says Martin, comma, Russell.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah, nobody's ever going to figure that out.
Well, I know, but it's not just like handing a business card.
Right.
But usually what he'll do, Kenzie, is he'll say, right, you speeding? He'll say, I'm on my way to work. What do you do? And he'll respond, I work in radio. What do you do in radio? I'm on the air. Then they'll go back and look at the license and say, hey.
Okay.
So he's a little more hesitant.
Should I have said that or should I have said something else?
Now you got off. Don't worry about it. Were you telling him to try and get out of the ticket?
Oh, no. No. I was sitting there thinking there's no way. Like, I'm going to jail. I thought I was going to jail because he was on the phone and I was like texting my mom, I'm going to go to jail. Like, I'm going to go to jail.
Good thing you told your mom, because if you tried calling Everett today...
Mm-mm.
Everett's already in weekend mode.
If it's inconvenient for Everett, you ain't getting out until he's in the mood.
Everett.
You'll wait.
You don't want to get arrested in the middle of the night and call Everett. Tell her why, Everett.
You'll still be there in the morning.
Thank you.
Hey.
And what would have happened today, because she came in like right before 3 o'clock, had she called you at 2:45 and said, hey, I'm going to jail.
I'm busy.
See?
Well, I got stuff to do. I mean, I can't just cater to
Rude.
Your every whim.
What, eat bread?
Oh, you want to open that door?
Oh, wow.
Because of Everett's bread fetish, he saw Kenzie eating. He goes, are you eating bread? She said, yeah. He goes, my bread.
Because we all
she
know.
She starts to spit part of it out.
Just that slow push. It just falls out. Run it back.
Now, when I get pulled over, unless they just specifically ask, I don't tell them anything. I can't stand. I have no tolerance for people that start throwing things out of, you know, do you know who I am? That crap.
I don't either. I would never do that purposely. Like, I was just answering. I
got
swear.
It. I got it. I trust
okay.
you.
Okay.
You're too stupid. I mean that nice.
Thank you.
It's a compliment.
Aww.
And she bought it.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's a good show. Isn't it?
Yeah. You enjoyed your birthday?
I am. I felt like I just opened something.
It's a Kinsey gift.
You're welcome.
Do I want to open anything else?
Yeah, I say go for it.
What's the big sack?
This is closed, right?
That's closed. You said I should wait on that one?
I would wait on that one. Closed is pretty damn good.
Whose is in the white one?
That is Nathan from Dickie's. He got you some.
Okay.
Okay. Will you take that big one off the top, Dan?
Yeah. Got it.
What does Nathan look like? I think I passed him in the hall today.
He is, I guess, about Dan's height, wears glasses, shaved head.
Yep. Does he normally bring the food himself?
Yes, he does.
Isn't he like the regional marketing rep or something?
I think he's the director of new store openings for the entire company.
And he delivers our food.
Personally, he makes it himself, too.
I didn't know that.
Dickie's is all about the service. Mm-hmm.
But this guy is, like, corporate.
Yeah.
And he delivers our food.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes he comes in a suit.
Oh, boy. I love paper.
It's a lot of tissue paper.
Yeah.
Inside that big white box.
I think the gift must be tissue paper. Because there's nothing... Oh, nope. It's an autographed picture of Adam West and Burt Ward.
Wow.
It must be in between takes because they're sitting on a couch. They're in costume.
Oh, in between takes on the set during the show?
Yeah.
Nice.
And Adam West is holding a cup of coffee. Looks like a conversation's going on.
That's cool.
Certificate of Authenticity, Adam West and Burt Ward on the set of Batman Behind the Scenes script discussion, autographed. Certifies that the autographs associated here have been... That's very nice.
It was very cool. I would have liked to have known what the script discussion was. Like first, I'm going to Batusi, then you come in and Batusi.
Only to make sure he didn't put anything else in here.
Yeah, he has a tendency to write things.
I've never met him. I feel bad about taking a gift from him.
You should.
I should. I don't.
No, kidding. That's actually really nice. Nice frame and everything.
Okay, let's see. Google.
Quit Googling the thing.
What?
Why do you have to look up how much it cost him?
I want to know how much he likes me.
He brings you free food that he cooks himself almost every week.
We promote him?
Yes, but...
Although he's never asked for anything.
Exactly.
Didn't he also deliver food for us one time for Stanley...
Wilson,
firefighter?
Yes. I believe so.
Delivered food to their family. Thank you, Nathan.
Quit looking for a price tag.
Hmm.
What?
I only got the frame at Hobby Lobby, so that's not going to do me any good. I thought maybe it would be on the...
Right. Oh, like it was a whole package deal?
Yeah. I'll find it.
Why do you have to look for it? It's not always about the price of the gift. It's just the thought that may have gone into it.
So? That's the upside with our sales department, since they always give me crappy gift certificates. I know how much those cost.
So it saves you the time from searching?
Yeah. So they give me a gift certificate to New Fine Arts. And New Fine Arts gives me almost everything in the store.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anything left in the store that they sell.
No, I think they pretty much give you one of everything.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the stuff during the break. They probably give me every penis that they sell. They give me like three or four penises and only one vagina. I don't know what they think I'm into.
I'm not sure. Maybe they think you might be in a giving mood in the near future.
And plenty of penis enlargement stuff.
I think it was one cream.
And it was premium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a masturbating cream.
Yeah.
You don't want to use the cheap stuff, though.
No.
But you can't finish.
Mm-mm. Turns dry.
Does.
Makes y'all ashy.
Dan knows. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
506. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Traffic blows everywhere. Still not a whole lot going on. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Loop 12, Walton Walker. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder that has traffic backed up back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Frankfort Road. Got some construction there that has traffic backed up all the way back from Medical District. And, of course, all across the Metroplex, got a bunch of traffic lights out from the power outages last night. So traffic pretty much blows everywhere. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by SiriusXM. Tonight, clear skies, 53 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and 79. Right now, it's 80 and 97.1 The Eagle.
Hey, Russ. This is Captain Mark Howard from the Dallas Sheriff's Department. You know, the one you said is kind of an asshole. Just remember, there's nothing wrong with being an asshole if that's what you want to be. Call to wish you a happy birthday, which is really not that big a deal. But big deal you do is you do run the Russ Martin Foundation, and you take care of the fallen law enforcement officers, fallen firefighters, and while I wish you never had to write another check, sure I'm glad you're going to be there to do it, so have a good birthday, and
and just stay true to yourself and try not to cry when you hear this. All right, go.
The Russ Martin Show, only on 97.1 The Eagle.
Did you?
Yeah.
That man's like an emotional sniper.
He's still an asshole.
That's all right. I think he embraces that on occasion.
I know that one's from last year. All of these are old. Why didn't you guys just say, hey, we didn't bother having anybody call in?
I told Alfie to update them.
It's not that we didn't bother.
Somebody didn't bother. Somebody's got to take credit for not bothering because nobody bothered. It's okay. Well, since they're all old, let's just play some more of these.
The least you could have done, Alfie, is change the dates on them.
I don't know how to do that.
Just right-click. Open it up. Resave it.
Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. Feels good. Feels good.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, Christopher Kid Reed, and I want to take this time out to express a very, very special...
I forget, this is who again?
This is Kid from Kid and Play. He was the from Kid and Play, the house party movies.
The one with the...
The high top.
The like the Denny's haircut?
Yes.
The smokestack?
Yeah.
Hair? How did you guys get... I forget.
He was in town doing some comedy.
Okay.
Yo, it's your boy, Christopher Kid Reed, and I want to take this time out to express a very, very special happy birthday to Russ Martin. Yes, Russ Martin, want to wish you a happy birthday. You're doing some great charity work, so we're going to show some love to you and request, could you please stop wearing gym shorts all the goddamn time, Russ. They're called pants. They're like shorts times two. More material, and they cover your nasty legs. Happy birthday, Russ.
My legs ain't nasty.
No, they're not.
Thank you. who else is in here? One from Jed Cloud. Plano Police.
Russ. It's Jed. You know phone answering But if I was a judge in Tarrant County, you'd answer. Drunk all the time. And calls you all the time. Anyway, man. Love you. Happy birthday. Thanks for everything you do with the Police and Fire Foundation. And your friendship means a lot to me. Happy birthday, brother.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, who else is on here?
Jeez, come on. See what happens when someone tries to be sweet.
The guy from Frisco.
The mayor?
I forgot who it was.
Yeah, Mayor Masso.
Okay, I see it.
Hello, listeners. My name is Mayor Masso, and I am the mayor of Frisco, Texas.
I noticed how you didn't give him any music.
Hello, listeners. My name is Mayor Masso, and I am the mayor of Frisco, Texas. And I want to personally wish Russ Martin a very happy birthday, and also, of course, to thank him for choosing Frisco as his home.
And for all his money that we all can spend.
Why did you like that one?
No, that wasn't the one I was thinking of. Maybe it's the chief of Frisco.
Hello, Russ. This is Chief John Bruce of the Frisco Police Department. I'm calling right now to wish you a happy birthday from all of us here at the PD. On a serious note, though, I want to...
We never figured that one out.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think we were trying to figure out, it's like, okay, so that was the joke.
Yeah. So, no, really, we don't care. But on a serious note.
I want to personally say thank you from the men and women of the Frisco Police Department for all the work you and your foundation do to support the families of fallen police officers in the DFW area. Have a great birthday.
Play Chuck Morgan's Mayor Rawlings.
Russ Martin, this is Mayor Mike Rawlings. Thank you for entertaining us. Thank you for informing us. Hey, but more importantly, you do great work with your foundation to help families of our officers that are out there trying to make crime go down and protect us. We've made more progress in that in the last 10 years than anybody. And
it's always about you.
And, because of people like you that help support. So happy birthday.
The Russ Martin Show, only.
Okay. Let's see. Jet Cloud. Chuck Morgan. Whitney Trolin. Forgot about her. She's still at Channel 11?
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Russell Martin. This is Whitney Trolin from CBS 11 News calling to wish you the happiest of birthdays. Even though you called me fat and ugly because I wouldn't go out with you.
You still are, even no, a year later.
She is not.
She's a pig.
Oh, my God, you're ridiculous.
I'm really sorry that you got so butthurt. But seriously, thank you so much for all that you do for DFW firefighters and police officers and their families that have fallen in the line of duty.
Sounds real sincere.
Russ, even though you're fat and ugly, I hope that you have a really happy 53rd birthday. And don't worry. You don't look at this.
Yeah, I'm not going to notice that that was an old one, too.
See, Alfie, you're supposed to re-edit and re-timestamp.
I forgot that she...
You didn't forget. You just
didn't do anything. Exactly. You just gave me the same ones from last year.
That lady's mean.
She is. She's a whore.
She is not.
She's mean.
She is not
she
mean.
She said he was fat and ugly.
That's after rude. He called her fat and ugly.
So.
All she did was give back to him what he gave to her because she wouldn't go out with him.
I'm with Kenzie on this one.
I'm sure you are, even over a year later.
You don't do that on someone's birthday.
I never knew you were a Whitney Drolin apologist.
It's not an apologist. I'm just stating
yeah, you are.
Fact.
You're a Whitney Drolin apologist, and we don't like it.
I like the fact Kinsey doesn't care for her now.
Yeah.
What is she?
Whitney who? Old.
And a what?
Whore.
A whore.
Whore.
Everett, you want to help her with that?
Old whore.
Wait.
Sorry.
Let me. Huh.
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 Even though you're fat and ugly, I hope that you have a really happy 53rd birthday. And don't worry, you don't look a day over 60.
All right, you can finish, Everett.
Whore. Whore.
She got it.
Add some growl to it.
Whore.
There you go.
Sound like a pirate that spotted whores.
Yeah.
Or hoy.
Alfie needs something.
What is it, Alfie?
Line one.
Yes, Fawn.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can't give the guys too much of a hard time. You specifically told them not to do any new recordings or make you cry this birthday.
I said no live calls.
Well, I guess that same difference. Those were live calls at one point to record them.
I said that on the air. It means it doesn't count.
Well, happy birthday. I was trying to take up for him.
Well, now you've ruined it. You just called in live. Now everybody's in trouble.
Thanks a lot, Fawn.
Mayor Price?
Sure.
Hey, Russ, this is Mayor Betsy Price calling to wish you a happy birthday. See, I told you we'd listen to your show. We're on the inside track with you. Thank you for continuing to support the police officers. And the-
okay, I'm not going to. These are too self-serving. I sure like Lieutenant Lavender's, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Russ.
That's all you need is that first part and the first
yeah.
two words.
I didn't even have to say who it was.
Mm-mm. You know.
Oh, Russ, baby, I understand it's your birthday. And you know Lieutenant Denzel loves Russ's birthday. As fine as you are, in a masculine sort of way. But on the real Russ...
Okay. Chuck told me about this during one of the breaks. I guess this was at a press conference this week, last week. One of the reporters was trying to get at Chief Bright, Dallas Fire Department.
Right.
Tried to ask him something, and there's a picture of Lieutenant Lavender blocking the hell out of the reporter, so he couldn't even get to Chief Bright.
Really?
Looks like he just got him a handful of reporter.
Really? Oh, do you have it pulled up? I want to see that.
Where did you see it, Chuck?
Dallas Morning News.
Dallas News.
And this was during a press conference?
After the press conference.
Oh, so the chief was done and he was walking away?
Yeah.
Oh, and the reporter wanted some more?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He got some more, but he got some more Lieutenant Denzel.
He got a little more than he bargained for.
Do you remember when last week, Chuck? Is there a search on this thing? How does a search on this work? Oh, there it is. Let's try Dallas Fire. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What'd they do on that show today? Russ Googled.
And opened up his birthday presents. Oh, I found it. I had to click on it. Well, let's see. Wow. Oh, I like that look on Lieutenant Lavender's face. His face says, I'm just casual hanging out, but his arms and body say, get the F out the way.
You just got bro blocked.
He actually looks like he's picking that reporter up, and I assume the bottom half of the photo is his feet dangling.
I think it was LP Phillips with KRLD.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, on the caption of the photo, Joel Lavender, spokesman for Dallas Fire Rescue, restrained KRLD AM reporter LP Phillips. LP, yeah. For following Fire Chief Louis Bright III after Bright's statement last month on Stanley Wilson's line of duty death. It's attached to a Steve Blow column.
Why are they still... What's the story with
the latest with
Firefighter Wilson?
It was a long time for the investigation to finally conclude and then be released. That was part of why it was an ongoing story over the past year plus. And it was finally released last week. And it was decided that the command on location should not have sent firefighters back into the burning condominium.
It was my guess, and I don't know because I don't know how the system works. They probably said, we should go back in. I don't think you can order somebody back into a burning building.
I don't know.
Ever any clue?
I have no idea if you can do that or not.
Because any of the stories that I read said they were ordered to go back in. Like, I'm not going in there. That place on fire.
Well, I would imagine they have to follow some type of code as far as when it comes to orders, because otherwise, what's the point in having rank if only just to get raises? You have to have some.
Then you go in there.
Well, I mean, it's...
I like this picture of Lieutenant Lavender holding back the reporter. It really looks like LP Phillips is trying to get around him.
Yeah, it does.
And Lieutenant Lavender didn't even bother to put his phone down.
No.
He just got him a great big handful of fat reporter, and he's got a smirk on his face.
He's like, look, I caught a honky.
I'm keeping this one. I'm going to take it home and put it in my honky terrarium. This is going in my collection.
Oh, that's funny.
I got a life-size honky farm. They just live in this big dirt glass thingy. Once a week, I go outside and shake it up.
Watch him rebuild.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys want me to open anything else?
Yeah, open something else. What do we have left? Alfie, gift.
Exactly, and clothes, and that may be it.
No, open up Alfie's.
Okay.
It's that gray box next to the on the floor.
Why is it sealed?
It's. You'll see.
Uh-uh.
No, there's nothing bad. Nothing untoward. All good.
Is it a puppy?
No, it's not a puppy, Russ.
Not in an airtight box.
It's a box of a lot of stuff.
With all the scared things going on with Ebola and storms and all that, I decided to make you a bug-out box.
All right.
Nice.
And be careful, because Alfie hurt himself on one of these items last night, yesterday.
Okay. A couple of bottles of Jim Beam. A bunch of soup. Some alcohol, as in rubbing. A box of tissue. Stack of Hustler magazines.
Everything you need for the apocalypse.
Paracord.
That's good stuff.
What is this for?
It's like a really strong climbing rope or just anything you need. It's very heavy duty and it's very compact when you're not using it.
Light sticks, a bunch of toilet paper, zip ties.
Ooh, never have too many zip ties.
A bunch of jerky. A bunch of dog food. Thanks for thinking about them. Astronaut food, freeze-dried, ready to eat.
Nice.
Where do you get this?
I actually got it from Fry's.
No, they carry this. You could have said NASA.
You should have said NASA.
Houston.
This is cookies and cream ice cream sandwich.
Read some of the other flavors.
Cinnamon apple wedges. Uh-huh. Astronaut beef stew space dinner. In this about 4 ounce package. Freeze dried beef stew, corn, instant chocolate pudding, easy to prepare instructions in the back.
You have a box of food.
Well, Alfie knows about me and my family. We all enjoy food.
Thank goodness he pays attention.
Here's a respirator. You know, like a paint guys wear.
Oh, okay.
A signed card from Billy the Kid. Russ, happy birthday. Don't think about me or touch yourself when it's all coming to an end. You pervert. All right. Aspirin, and this is it says on the sheath.
Yeah, be careful with that.
Says SOG.
Yeah.
All right, I have to say it. That's a knife.
Yeah, it is. That's what Alfie cut himself on yesterday. Careful.
It's sharp.
It's stupid sharp. I stabbed myself in the hand.
Why?
Tell him how, Alfie.
It kind of came apart in shipping, and I reached into the box to pull it out, and I stabbed myself right in the little webbing of my hand.
He reached and didn't realize.
You reached into a box with a knife this big? I thought, I'll just stick my hand in there.
I figured it'd be in the sheath, or it'd be together in packaging.
You have webbed hands, Alfie?
You have webbed hands, too. Between your thumb and forefinger?
No, we don't.
I don't think so.
That little, like...
Shut up, freak. One side is a blade and the other side is serrated.
It's a sawtooth for just tearing through stuff. 16 inch.
This really is bigger than the Crocodile Dundee one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good machete right there.
Everett, legality?
Class A misdemeanor.
All right. Is there any place I can have it?
No.
Yes, there is. You can have it.
I know you can't carry it in the car.
Well,
can you?
But you don't really have one, so we won't worry about that. When you go home tonight, you won't actually
have this.
Have that.
It's a Class A. That's just one step down from a felony.
Yeah.
You go to jail for having this?
Oh, yeah. But you don't understand, Russ. You don't have it.
Okay.
I think the witnesses on the video stream may say...
This is a show, Dan.
True. Mm-hmm. True.
There's cameras.
It's trick photography. There's all sorts of things.
Could you see it on the stream?
No, CGI.
Still CGI. As you
oh, yeah.
It around.
Yeah, that's not really what you think it is.
Rubber.
I want to cut some stuff. Chloe, come here.
No.
Come on. No.
It is his birthday.
Yeah.
Cutting hurts.
Here, cut open my anal bleach.
I'm glad you finished that sentence.
Yeah.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Speedy Oil Change and Tune-Up. Not a whole lot going on. Only one incident out there worth talking about. It's in Denton County in the Crum County area, just north of Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Crawford Road. Got an accident there that has traffic completely stopped back from FM 407. It's about a half-hour delay through that, and there's a bunch of idiots going southbound that are staring at it. They'd be backed up as well. And, of course, the big problem today is all the traffic lights that are out all across the Metroplex. Some are blinking. Some are completely out. Some really, really crappy areas to look out for. Mockingbird at Preston and Northwest Highway at Skillman are really, really crap. Just kind of avoid those areas if you can. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by JCPenney. 53 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 79. Right now, 80 degrees, but 97.1, the Eagle.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Did Ben Garrison leave?
I don't know if he left or just what, maybe an Alfie.
I think he's
singing
in an Alfie studio.
Yeah, Ben's in here with me.
Oh, all right. I didn't know he was coming up.
Here it is.
Garrison Brothers Whiskey.
Really?
He claims he has no association. I ain't buying it.
Well, I would think if it was his, then we would have known about it before now.
And this is 94 proof.
We definitely know about it before now.
Woo!
Texas born from Texas corn. Distilled and barreled in 2010. Bottle number 12,066. Aged 2 years in oak. Why do they do that?
What?
Yeah, that's good. Acid reflux written all over it.
I think that's one that you just have a little bit of.
Yeah, that's not something that you drink. Did you taste it?
I have not tried that one.
It's potent.
I'm going to take your word for it.
I'll try.
Give it to Alki.
Good God, man. You going to save him some?
Wow, wee-woo-wee.
Clo doesn't know sip.
No, that's true. He just knows glug.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it doesn't make noise, he's not drinking enough. All right. Yeah, Daniel.
Okay. You want to do more news, or do you want to try some of the movie sound effect stuff?
All right. Your folder?
Thingy? Yeah, it's a... It's New Daily Audio. Then there's a folder that says Movie Sound Effects Trivia. And it should all just be numbers.
Yes.
Yes.
51 items?
Should just be 25.
Okay.
Got him?
Yep.
Nice.
We're all playing?
Yeah.
Except you?
Yeah. I put them together so you guys don't know. So just, I guess, name as a buzzer if you want. Alfie, keep score if you would.
Anything I need to know about this game since I don't know what's involved?
That would probably help. Instead of movie clips where it's like a line or whatever, this is just sound effects.
Okay.
So hopefully you can figure out the movie just by the sound effect. And Alfie, you can play too.
Cool.
All right.
All right. Number one.
Here we go.
Everett.
Everett?
E.T.
No.
Russ.
Russ.
Close Encounter. The Third Kind.
That is correct. Some of these are going to be pretty easy.
Russ.
Russ.
Psycho.
That's right. There will be a few that I think will be challenging.
Alfie.
Alfie.
What is Star Wars?
Specifically?
What is Star Wars episode 4?
No.
What is it?
Oh, what is a TIE Fighter?
Yes.
No, oh, I wouldn't know. Hit that one again.
Yeah.
Chloe.
Chloe.
What is the Harrison Ford movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
No. No one?
Is that me masturbating?
God, I hope not.
Alfie.
Alfie?
What is the Predator?
Yes. Very good.
That sounds like me masturbating.
That really freaks me out.
Well, that first sound, what is that? You latching on?
No. I have to, or I'll fall off.
Number 5.
Russ.
Russ.
Chuck on the commode.
Yes.
Float.
Float.
What is the Hulk?
That's right.
From which movie?
Just one of the Hulk movies.
Oh.
I didn't have to be specific. I just wanted the character more than anything. Somebody's going to challenge your memory banks.
Alfie?
Alfie?
Is that from Gremlins?
Yes. Can you say who's doing it or what's doing it?
Is that Gizmo?
That's right.
Yeah. Obviously, before he got wet.
Yep.
Kenzie trying to speak?
I'll actually give you half a point on that.
Anybody?
No idea.
What is it?
Chloe?
Oh, no. I can't place it.
It's from The Grudge. It's the snarling sound that the woman does.
Oh.
I knew you had seen it, Chloe. That was meant for you.
Ooh. Ooh.
That was the monster in that movie. That's the noise that it made.
Oh. Yeah.
Russ?
Mm-hmm.
Is it TV shows as well?
Yep.
Buck Rogers in the 23rd Century.
That's correct.
Remember that was...
Yes, can you remember his name?
Twiggy?
Tweaky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alfie.
Alfie.
Is that a laser blast from Star Wars?
That is. Number 10.
Russ.
Russ?
What is Godzilla?
That's correct. Also would have accepted...
Godzilla?
Or?
Godzilla?
All right, 2 points.
Mechagodzilla?
No.
Mothra?
Usually you refer to Godzilla as...
Valerie?
Yes.
Oh.
I think this one's hard.
Scream?
No.
Slash?
Mm-mm.
Spurt?
It's a sort of spurt.
Do it again.
Is it from a porn?
No, but it's referred to that sometimes. It's an action from a superhero movie.
Oh, Everett.
Everett.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Is that the web?
Yeah. Are you shooting?
Yeah, that's not something I'd want to get on me.
No. Number 12.
I got it on me again.
Ew. Get a rag.
Give me a wash rag. That's not close.
Chloe?
The Transformers?
Yes. This is my favorite.
it like a mailbox or something blowing in the wind?
It's not a mailbox.
Clo?
Is
that Empire Strikes Back?
No. It's not sci-fi.
Oh.
It's horror?
No, it's urban.
So why I should know?
You'll know it after I tell you what it is.
Okay, what is it?
It is Debo's bike from Friday.
When
he comes riding up and he's coming to
Friday.
The movie Friday.
He's never seen Friday.
What?
You mean just Friday?
The movie Friday.
Not Thank God It's Friday or Friday the 13th?
Or Freaky Friday.
Just
no.
Friday.
Friday.
No.
With Ice Cube and Chris Tucker?
No.
You got knocked the out.
Uh-uh.
Okay, sorry. You should see it's a good movie.
Right? No. I lose a point.
Hit it again. Trust your instinct.
Back to the Future.
That's correct.
I get my point back.
This one's tough. Maybe make this one quick.
Is it the Darth Vader ice cream man?
No. This is this is from a Tom Hanks film.
Bachelor party?
No.
What is it?
It's the Zoltar machine from Big.
Okay.
16.
Everett. Star Wars.
Who is it?
Darth Vader.
That's correct. What?
I was thinking of something funny.
Okay. Sorry.
But I came up empty. Is that Chuck on the commode?
No.
Come on, buddy. Rock back and forth.
Shake it out. No, that's a velociraptor noise from Jurassic Park.
All right.
18. You should know this one.
Clo.
Yeah?
What is a pet detective? Ace Ventura? When he's coming out of the rhino?
No, but I wish I'd pulled that.
American Werewolf in London?
That's right.
That when he's transforming?
That's right. Skip to 21.
Everett? Evil Dead.
No, but it is a horror film.
Clo? What is Hellraiser?
No.
Jim White, emptying out his bag.
Think vomit.
Oh, cool. Oh, I'm already did it.
Everett?
Exorcist. Yes.
Which part is that?
It's when she vomits on him. And it gets in his mouth. That's why he's spitting at the end.
Oh. Flipper?
Everett? Caddyshack.
Yes.
Oh.
23.
Woo! Alfie. Splashboard!
Alfie?
What is Top Gun?
That's right. Last two. You do know it.
Is it something opening or closing?
Oh, Clo.
Clo?
What is Iron Man?
Yes.
What is that?
It's when he's doing the hand, the repulsor.
Oh.
Yeah, when it charges up and goes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No idea.
Alfie?
Alfie?
Is that Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, it is. That's what he does, the Ada's liver with fava beans and the nice Chianti.
Who wants a barbecue?
What are the ones that we skipped?
19 and 20. I thought those 19 was going to be too tough, I thought. No, but it is sci-fi.
2002?
It's not a number.
Terminator.
No.
Predator.
You're getting warmer.
Valerie.
Yes, it's from Aliens.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
601, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at Alameda Street. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Las Vegas Trail. Every damn time. In Denton, north, or in Crum, I guess. Northbound 35W just before Crawford Road. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from FM 1171. Let's move into Arlington, southbound 360, right at Randall Mill. Got a stalled vehicle blocking. Let me compose. Got a stalled vehicle blocking. Oh, yeah, sorry. We've got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic's backed up back from 183. In Carrollton, westbound on the Bush, right at Old Denton Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Frankfort. And finally, in Plano, southbound on the Toy, right at Parker. Got an accident blocking the right lane on the on-ramp. Traffic's backed up back from Tennyson Parkway. Join me tomorrow from 9 to 11 p.m. at Screams Haunted House in Waxahachie. I'll be hosting the Screams opening weekend freak show. Come out, end of the freak show, and get a chance to win Freakers Ball tickets. Details are at KEGL.com.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Tonight, clear skies, 53 for the low. Sunny tomorrow, 79 for the high. Right now, 77. And 97.1 The Eagle.
Hey, man, is that freedom rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't know why he loses it. He knows it's coming every time. If there's an accident on Alameda, always in his ear. Nuclear Wessels.
And it gets him every time.
Everything gets him every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are certain things that just will completely send him over the edge. Like the hand puppet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's always a winner.
I think the first time Russ put that the sock puppet up against the glass, I thought Alfie was going to suffocate.
Oh, yeah. It's painful to watch.
All right.
What are you going to do now?
Well, you still have closed gift.
Well, you guys said that was pretty good, so I'll wait till the end of the show.
Okay. You got some more news if you like?
All right, let's do that.
All right.
That sounds exciting. Go.
Dallas Cowboys safety C.J. Spillman was practicing today, preparing for Sunday's game against Houston. He's under investigation for sexual assault. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said yesterday morning that Spillman will continue to take part in all team activities, including practicing and playing in games. Since Spillman has not been arrested or charged with a crime, Garrett said there's no reason to take action against the special teams player. He said there has to be a charge or an arrest made, and then due process begins. We're certainly not at that point right now. Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones repeated Garrett's comments, but also added, "I think you have to be careful with accusations in these types of situations because they don't tell the full story."
Who accused him of sexual assault?
Sexual assault allegedly occurred at the Gaylord Texan, which is where the Cowboys spend the night before home games, which is where this happened last weekend on Saturday when he was at the team hotel. The woman accused him of sexual assault.
Who did she tell?
She contacted the police and Gloria Allred.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that's going to bode well in court.
I don't know. It shouldn't. It's not supposed to have any bearing what attorney she hires.
Well, how come no arrest?
Good question.
Everett?
Well, I guess they're still investigating, presumably, and don't have enough evidence to make an arrest at this point.
Does she have any wounds, any proof?
I have no details on it other than something occurred at the hotel and she's accusing him of sexual assault. But it is murky because, okay, she did contact the police, which is if something happened, you're obviously supposed to do. But then, you know, when you hire a big-name attorney like Gloria Allred before anything's actually happened as far as the court system, in addition to that, no arrest has been made yet. And it's a little suspicious to me that it happened at the team hotel when a lot of people know that's where the Cowboys stay before home games.
Yeah, the Gloria Allred thing is a big red flag as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I mean,
to me, this smells trap-ish.
Sure. And she's trying to play it for all that it's worth in the media. I could be wrong, but that's my first impression. I think we all groaned for the same reason when you said Gloria Allred.
I just found it's probably going to be the same story you just read. I was going to see if there was an update. The alleged attack occurred at the Gaylord Texan Resort, Texas, September 20th. Page locked up on me.
Yeah, figures.
Commissioner Goodell made an awkward news conference during which he promised to get tough on players accused of violent crime.
Yeah, so that was what, last week? It was two weeks ago when he made his press conference.
The Cowboys have not yet disciplined Spillman. It's just Grapevine Police. We have a sexual assault report we're investigating at this time. It does involve Spillman, Sergeant Robert Eberling, spokesman said. We're looking into it. Unless they're going to need something. She's going to have to prove that she even met him.
That is true as well. That's why the stories have been really an overall lack of details. So it's hard to know what sort of evidence they may or may not have.
And guess who's already had a press conference?
Gloria Allred?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's actually how I first heard about this story.
Attorney Gloria Allred sent a letter to Goodell on September 26th to say she's representing a woman who filed a police report alleging an NFL player had raped her. I don't get why you have to have a press conference.
I don't get why you have to have a lawyer. I mean, really? You call the police if your case gets filed, the district attorney's office represents you. I mean, unless you're...
Yeah, you're represented by the state.
Yeah, unless you're planning on filing some sort of civil action, but Gloria Allred's mainly just known for showboating. I don't know that she ever really does much of anything else. I mean, maybe she does, but...
But that's part of the reason she has sort of this, you know, the image that we all perceive her to be. If you contact Gloria Allred, we assume you're just asking for, you know, some media attention and money.
Not only that, but she's a California lawyer.
Why would you call somebody out of state?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if she's licensed to even practice law in Texas. So the whole civil suit thing is out the window if she can't practice here. Mm.
It's so weird.
I'm looking at I think this is all of it. The police report. If this is all of it, it's one page and about two sentences. Unusual, Everett?
Well, no. I mean, that depends on how verbose the officer is frequently. Well, it does. I mean,
badge number, something happened here. End of report.
Yeah, go get them. And then, you know, some of them, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Oh, God. They just
it has the incident number, and under the narrative,
right,
says assault.
Okay.
Nothing else. Then gives the address. Obviously, he's not a chatty guy, the investigator. Because the narratives normally
narrate.
Yes. A lot longer.
Well, and there may be some redaction involved if it's a sexual assault. I don't know, you know, what you're
okay.
What you've got, but
yeah. Just the fact that all Red's involved. That doesn't mean everybody she represents is squirrely. I just don't like her.
Yeah, the people she represents may not be squirrely, but I think we all can agree that she comes across that way.
Well, and as an alleged victim, what is your motivation for calling her?
For me personally, now maybe she, if I was a woman, I would not want to call her because of her public perception. Because then I feel like my case would not be taken seriously because she's at the front of it.
Well, and again, I don't see any function she could even perform if she's not a Texas lawyer and it didn't happen in California.
Other than a press conference.
Right.
And that in itself could be why the Cowboys are saying, all right, we'll just wait and see. Let's at least let him get arrested first.
Well, here's something else that's kind of a twist to all of this. It would be very possibly hypocritical for Jerry Jones of the Cowboys to take an action on a player who's yet to be charged with a crime or anything.
But he's going through the same thing.
You got it.
And he's actually had something filed, albeit civil.
Right.
But that with Jones, it's going to have to go nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I agree. I don't know that it'll survive the statute of limitations challenge. I think there's a hearing coming up on that next.
That was actually supposed to happen this past Friday, and I never heard anything about it.
Yeah, I think it got postponed, if I'm not mistaken.
And again, there's no proof in that, short of just the allegation.
No, I don't even think she can narrow it down to a particular month.
Really?
Yeah, no. May or June of 2009. Nine or something like that, I think is what the
Yeah, it was like late
states.
Spring, early summer of 09.
And she's filing this as a civil action?
Yes.
And the damages are what?
Whatever the jury chooses to award. I'm not sure what she's asking for.
You think she's going with a civil action because you just have to be 51% believable?
Yeah, the standard of proof is much lower, number one. And number two, there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, potentially.
Yeah, that's what Jerry Jones did. Ship me in a bunch of topless dancers from Ardmore. Ship them into Dallas.
He's got a hankering.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. We have here some things that parents should never apologize for. Unfortunately, this list has 31 of them. I narrowed that down to the ones that I think we'll take issue with. These are things, totally normal things, parents should never apologize for, such as traveling with children. Why leave the kids at home and you can all have fun together?
I don't get it.
Sometimes people will get annoyed by families, especially young children, especially if they're on a plane.
So
you, as a parent, you shouldn't have to apologize for traveling with your children.
Oh.
Even though it may annoy others.
I don't care if kids are traveling as long as they're muzzled. Tied up?
They can't be tied up.
My parents used to tie me up.
They didn't tie you
up.
Where? Where?
At my grandparents' house.
What did you do?
Nothing. I was tied up.
Why were you tied up?
I don't know.
Were you in trouble?
I suppose.
Were you doing something or getting into something?
I don't think it was a reward. But they took a belt and tied me to a chair.
How long did they leave you like that?
Weeks.
No, they didn't. It was not weeks.
I really don't know.
But they really did that?
Yes.
Wow.
I remember exactly where it was. I have no idea what age I was. It was probably 7, 8, something like that. Old enough to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was my grandparents' dining room.
That's so weird.
Well, my mom locked me in a closet one time.
That I believe. What'd you do that time?
Masturbate.
No.
To get into the closet?
Yes.
I don't know.
I wasn't asking what you did to pass the time.
Sitting there in the dark with a bunch of cloth. What else am I going to do?
I'll show her.
So you like fur, huh?
This is from yourtango.com. Also, if you're a parent, you should not have to apologize for having a job. Whether it's out of financial necessity or because you enjoy office life, there's no shame in being a working parent.
I'd rather not comment.
Okay. I know where you stand.
Nobody's on my side on that one, so there's no reason to keep voicing it. I just think somebody should be at home with the kids, at least until they're old enough to talk, instead of just dropping them off at a daycare like Janet St. James keeps doing.
I think all her kids can talk now.
I know, but she would have one, hand them off to the daycare. I think stay with the kid at least so he can gets to the age where he can communicate, hey, somebody hit me, touched me, something happened.
Left me in the van.
Well, right. She don't want to pick it up an accent.
I mean, in daycare, they're going to sound like they're daycare workers.
Well, it could start.
What does a daycare worker sound like, Everett?
Well, you know, they could sound French.
Is that what you think?
It's certainly a possibility. And at this point, it's my choice.
Unless possibly it was like Walt Garrison's daycare.
Yeah.
My kid just keeps walking around going,
I'm Walt Garrison. Just a pinch.
Alfie, can Ben hear me in there?
Ben can hear you right now.
Ben, how close am I to doing your dad right?
Come on, Ben.
Can you hear him?
Is it close?
You're pretty close.
Is it freaking you out a little bit?
Let me try another one.
Kind of a little. It's weird.
Ben, get off that goat. Is that close?
Yeah, you're scaring me now.
All right.
That would hit a little too close to home.
He looked up and went, am I on a goat? Oh.
Hey. He had to check the floor around him. Also, something else that parents should never have to apologize for, and that's taking the kids to a restaurant. Hiding your kids in the house will not improve their dining etiquette.
What's the matter, Chuck? Oh, Everett?
Bonjour, Daddy.
Au revoir.
Is that all you can do?
Mais non, je ne mange pas mon stylo souvent, s'il vous plaît.
You got any cigarettes? That's all I know.
I'm out. That means I cannot eat my pencils often.
Voulez-vous une cigarette? All right?
I think that's pretty close, yeah.
I know that, and Le Pew.
Is it peppy?
Yes.
Parents should not apologize for taking time for him or herself. Also, skipping the gym. Parents should not have to apologize for that. Chasing after children should count as a workout.
You're almost out of news, aren't you?
No, I got lots of other stuff.
Oh.
Having a child with food allergies, getting annoyed with your children, those things are all okay.
Why would you apologize for that?
Because sometimes you go to places and say, well, I can't have any peanuts in this. He's allergic.
You don't apologize for illnesses.
Some places get, I don't know why, that one stuck out to me as kind of odd because I don't know anyone that really takes issue with that.
It's like having no, that's a bad example. Move on.
Got
it. Well, just assume it had something to do with accents.
Yeah. Shouldn't have to apologize for bottle feeding your baby, breastfeeding your baby, or having a baby who cries in public.
Crying in public, no. Having a fit in public, yeah, you need to apologize for that.
Well, I think it's what you do with it. You know, if you just let them sit in it there in a restaurant in a public place, you know, I think you have a responsibility to take them outside or
sit in what?
Something. If you just let them sit there and have a fit in a restaurant, you don't do something to stop it or at least take them out of the public area.
I've seen that happen, and it is so aggravating. Yeah. They just sit there and just, well, I think their idea of.
Are we talking about a kid having a fit or just a kid, a baby crying?
Like a kid having a temper tantrum at the table because he got chicken nuggets instead of pizza. And the parents will ignore thinking that we just ignore him, he'll learn and he'll stop. They don't care about the experience of the other diners.
I think I did that once as a kid.
Really?
And after them doing the curly shuffle on me, I didn't do it again. That's running in circles. Mm-hmm. They're holding you by one hand. It's like, where are you going? You're running in circles. You know you're not getting away. Well, it seems like I am.
It seems like you're getting something accomplished.
They always grab you by the hand. You just start running in circles while they're trying to swat you on the ass.
And you never think that eventually I'll tire and they'll get me. No. You think I can do this all day?
Yeah,
I'm running on pure fear.
It's like a NASCAR beating. A bunch of lefts.
A new survey found the best houses to target on Halloween. Those are the ones that belong to people between the ages of 50 and 68.
Mm-mm.
No?
Don't come to my house.
Well, these are the houses most likely to hand out candy, stock the best candy, and are least likely to run out of it.
You'll get fecal matter, old guitar strings, anything laying around the house.
Oh, that surprised me. I figured you would like the Halloween. You like to give
I like Halloween. I don't like kids. Especially when they don't dress up and they're well into their teens.
Okay, that I get. I can understand you being annoyed at that. But if there's like a 7-year-old Batman that even comes knocking on your gate,
mm-mm.
No?
When I lived in Southlake, I parked the Batmobile out front of the house so they could see it. I let people take pictures. Then once it got dark and, you know, the traffic slowed down, put the car up. Somebody knocks on the door about 9:30. We didn't get a chance to see the Batmobile. Oh, sure didn't. Can he see it? Nah, it's in bed. Well, we didn't get here soon enough. No, you didn't. I got a bunch of extra candy right here if you want that. Well, he really wanted to see the Batmobile. I bet he did. It's cool.
In fact, you made me want to go see it. I believe I shall.
I don't know how long she thought that it should be on display, but she was really pissed.
I still cannot wrap my brain around her being that pissed about it. You have no say in it. It's not like it was a business that was supposed to be open until 10 and obviously closed early. It's your house. It's your car.
Yeah, all the lights were off. As soon as I knew we were, you know, done with everything, you turn all the external lights off so kids know, and the parents would know as well, don't go there.
Yeah.
They're done.
That's the idea of doing it.
But the entire front of the house was just dark. He didn't get a chance to see the Batmobile. Not this year, he didn't.
Wow.
Maybe next year. Well, he really wanted to. I understand. It's a damn cool car.
I should know.
In fact, I'm going to go look at it.
I should know it's cool. I've got two of them. I'm sure I give this story its proper justice. A 22-year-old woman in Honda, Colombia, went to the hospital earlier this week because she was having serious pain in her lower abdomen. That's because the stomach pains, she had inserted a potato into her vagina 2 weeks earlier.
What kind of potato?
Like a new potato?
Like russet.
Skin's on?
Skin on or off?
Skin's on.
Sweet potato?
No, this is regular starchy potato. This
what
is
are
a,
those small ones?
New potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new?
Yeah. Those are best for insertion.
She went with the russet?
I believe so.
Oh, there's a mistake. And leaving the skins on is never a good idea.
It's not because...
Yeah, you never stick anything in your poos from Idaho.
Well, she had done it for...
How many did she use?
Just one. That's why I assume it was a russet. She did this for birth control.
I cannot sleep with you. I have a potato in my pussy.
Yeah. The woman told her doctors, my mom told me that if I didn't want to get pregnant, I should put a potato up there.
I think the rule was, like, put it between your knees.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The idea
so you
being,
couldn't spread your legs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I'd, no. I think she missed, maybe her mom did tell her.
Yeah, this one went far.
I wonder if she started with a potato.
What if those eyes started growing out?
Did it start to sprout?
It's funny you should ask. The potato sprouted roots. And they were poking out.
I bet the toothpicks hurt.
Yeah.
Are you on birth control?
Yes.
I'm using the SPUD.
Very nice.
Thank you. Is that right?
Yeah. IUD, SPUD.
As close as I could get.
It's all you needed.
Would you like chives with that?
Can I get this loaded?
Please tell me that's sour cream.
And you better pray hard.
It don't smell like sour cream.
And those don't taste like bacon bits.
No.
Oh, gosh. It's so nasty.
Mm. Smells more bready. Having a good time in there, Ben?
Yes.
Ben, get off that goat.
Scared you, didn't it?
A little.
I saw your dad a couple of weeks ago, or about a month ago.
Where at?
Hang on.
Up here?
I guess he was doing an interview on 1190.
Oh, okay.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Didn't remember me.
Not bad. Nah. I don't know.
I mean, he was in the studio with us. I know it was a long time ago, but for a couple of hours.
Yeah, about an hour or so we were in there.
Does he not like me?
No, he likes you fine.
Is he just you he doesn't like?
No, I mean, he kind of has to love me. I'm his son. I mean, So.
Does he love all your offspring, the Ben goats?
No, he won't claim them.
I think legally he has to.
I think he can, well, legally is one thing, but I think emotionally he can shun.
Those are all my grand goats.
You're already thinking that, weren't you, Chuck? All right. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's get started off in Fort Worth once again. Westbound I-30, right at Alameda. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Las Vegas Trail. In Arlington, southbound 360, right at Randall Mill. That earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from 183. In Denton County, just north of Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Crawford Road. Still got that accident there. Traffic is completely stopped back from FM 1171. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek Parkway. Got an accident there. Traffic is completely stopped back from Renner Road. About a 45-minute delay through that. And finally, in Plano, southbound on the tollway, right at Parker Road. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Tennyson Parkway. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Clear tonight, 53 for a low, sunny and 79 tomorrow. Right now, 77 and 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Hi, Johnny.
Happy birthday, Russ.
It's tomorrow.
Happy birthday tomorrow, Russ.
Thank you.
It's on my calendar. I knew it was tomorrow, but we're celebrating today.
You always remember.
Yes, I try to. So how are you doing?
I'm old.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
You should.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Was that ugly?
No, I think it was accurate.
Thank you, Everett. What have I ever done to you? We have a birthday present for you.
I'm not taking one of these dogs.
It's Johnny.
Mark has a present for you.
I'm not taking that dog.
We'll just take her to hold her.
What is that?
It's a little Chihuahua Terrier mix.
What happened to it?
Nothing.
I'll take her, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
She's Dan. She's not gonna change anymore, is she?
Change into what? Look at that smile.
Is she done? That's not a smile.
Yeah, that's a smile.
That's all makeup and grunting.
No, that's a smile.
Who did
her name is Camilla.
Who did her hair?
She just came like that. Isn't it cute?
straight out of the womb?
Probably, yeah.
More like the cocoon.
Who does your hair? Stevie Wonder.
No, she's cute. It's cute. It's a little wiry.
Her hair
is cute.
Oh. How old is she?
She is about 2 years old, a little over two, and she's 9 pounds, and she's a little tan and white chihuahua terrier mix.
She needs a chew toy. Give her that.
Russ, put that down.
No, thank you.
No.
Give her this.
She doesn't want that.
Yes, she does.
She doesn't need a new fine arts chew toy.
Yeah, she needs this.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry you had to see that. Who's the lady in here?
She was a foster for Paws in the City. She probably isn't anymore.
I'm sorry you had to see
that.
So. You've seen one of these. Yes?
That's a yes.
I got this from New Fine Arts for my birthday. I forget what it's called. Penis.
Okay, thank
I'm not
you
sure.
That.
I'm not sure what it's for, though.
For you, I don't know. But anyway, we have Camilla, and Dan is holding Camilla, and she's a cutie.
See if she'll chew on this, Dan.
No.
It's just rubber.
No. She doesn't need to chew.
She was surrendered to Dallas Animal Services by her owner, and very likely because she had heartworms.
That's some sick Dan. Get that out of that dog's face.
Please. She's insane.
I never thought he'd really do it.
No. Fix it up to
Dan,
the dog.
Dan, are you blushing?
No, I'm hot.
Oh, okay. Anyway, back to Camilla. I don't know if you heard, but she had
heartworms, surrendered.
Yes, and probably because of that, but now she is 100% healthy. Paws in the City has treated
surrendered
her
because
that.
She had heartworms, something that's something preventable, and number two, something treatable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who
absolutely.
Was it? Do you have their names?
I don't.
You guys never take names?
Well, the shelters take names, but they don't pass them on to Paws in the City or the other groups.
That's one of the few times. I'm okay with kicking somebody's ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd help you. But she's a little bit shy at first, so she kind of
tells
you
ever?
Watching. But
I just got this vision of you and Johnny kicking ass, man.
You get their name? All right. You know what the other part is.
Everett, rest assured, I can do it if it comes to animals. So. And
I don't have any doubt.
Times,
so. I don't have any doubt.
But Camilla is very sweet, very gentle. She's a real little lap dog. She loves to be petted. She's just a real cute little girl. Two years old, 9 pounds, full grown at that. And spayed and vaccinated and microchipped and negative for heartworms and ready to go. Got a cute little bit of an underbite there. She's just a really cute little girl.
Well, I believe you.
She liked that Dickie's brisket a lot better than she's liking the...
She likes the Dickie's brisket, but she didn't like the chew toy.
She's
dangerous.
Trying to give a plug to Dickie's barbecue, but you'd rather not. So do you want to talk about the other dog? Don't, Russ. Don't.
What?
Don't. You're thinking of something to say, and I just don't want you to say it.
I just want you to stare at that.
I'm looking right past it.
Rubber penis in front of me.
So our other dog today that our Paws in the City foster mom is holding is Cosette, and she is also about 2 years old. We have her on the website as a Welsh Terrier mix, but we think maybe she's more like a Shepherd Doxy mix.
That's fascinating.
And
why did you change your mind?
Well, I Mark told me this, actually. So, but I agree with his assessment of a Shepherd Doxy mix.
Mark, you want a rubber penis? Sure. I got plenty. New Fine Arts sent me a bunch.
Cosette is 22 pounds, full grown, at 2 years old.
Straps on your face? I got one of those.
She was also, ended up at Dallas Animal Services and on the short list, as we call it sometimes.
This one's got batteries. You like that?
God.
No?
Just ignore them, Johnny. You tell me about the dog.
Okay, Dan. So here's the dog. We have Cosette, and she is in the arms right now with Stacy, our volunteer. And she's a cute little thing, tan colored with a little bit of a black muzzle.
Put this on, Mark.
Absolutely not.
Put it on.
He said Mark.
I know, but I just said Mark for... I said not for Mark.
I'll show you where it goes. Go ahead, Johnny.
So if anybody is still listening, again, we have Camilla and Cosette from Paws in the City. You can see their pictures shortly on the Paws in the City Facebook page. page. I'm not looking.
Look at me.
And no, I'm not.
Everett.
And the
no
website is posnacity.org.
Look at me,
there's an adoption event tomorrow, Saturday, at the Petco on Beltline at the Tollway, the old Prestonwood mall area.
Why in the hell would that company send me a strap on, a face strap on?
Maybe it's not an actual product. They just wanted to get you in photo with it on.
Which has now been accomplished.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. But according to the picture on the box, it's supposed to, you wrap it around, it's got straps on it, and it mounts right on your chin. I don't think that looks attractive anywhere. Who wants a chin?
Let's rethink coming for Russ's birthday show next year. So the adoption mat, Petco's 11 to
put this on, Mark.
Saturday.
If you don't put it on, I'm not letting you come up on Fridays anymore.
Just power through it, Johnny.
Okay, so pausethecity.org.
You gonna put it on?
And check out Camilla and Cosette and all the other wonderful dogs and cats available for adoption from Paws in the City.
Can we put it on one of the dogs?
No. pausethecity.org.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:45, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at Alameda Street. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Las Vegas Trail in Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek Parkway. Still got that accident there. Traffic is completely stopped back from Rudder Road. About a 45-minute delay through it. Also in Plano, southbound on the tollway, right at Parker Road. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Tennyson Parkway. And in Denton County, just north of Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Crawford Road, right around Crum. Got an accident there that has traffic completely stopped back from FM 1171. It's at least an hour delay through it. Join me tomorrow night from 9 to 11 p.m. at Scream's Haunted House in Waxahachie. I'll be out there hosting the Scream's opening weekend freak show. Come out, enter the freak show, and win Freakers Ball tickets. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. 53 for tonight's low, tomorrow sunny, and 79 for the high. Right now, 77, the 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
Captain Howard's on a phone?
No, he's in Alfie's studio.
How long has he been here?
About 45 minutes.
Does he want to come in?
Yeah, he'd love to.
All right. What?
We could never talk over that bumper. It's just impossible.
Does he just want to hang out?
He does, but he's already been hanging out, but he's actually got something for you.
Oh, is he? Captain Howard?
Russ?
Captain Howard?
breathalyzer, if you need to check.
If you want.
Are you on duty?
No.
Well, then I ain't blowing. You want a chew toy?
If I blow.
If you want, come right here on the close mic.
Finally. How long have we known Captain Howard?
Over a year.
Just now I got a Dallas Sheriff's cap.
And not just a cap. Turn her around. Ah.
Has my name embroidered on the back.
Very nice.
Thank you, boss.
Anytime.
Let's see. Happy birthday, Russ. Go Spartans. Is this a high school thing, or did you want me to swallow something?
That's WWC.
He also wrote, because it's just a big envelope, he goes, this is not rapping, so it's not gay.
It's a good thing you made that distinction.
It says yay harvesters, too, for Eastfield College.
Where'd you go to college?
Lamar University.
I'm just curious. We never get a chance to visit.
It's our chance.
Hey, why did those deputies go into that apartment with the Ebola?
That's a real good question.
I mean, was there a need for it?
No need.
Were they ordered?
Yeah.
I know it was under direction from Sheriff Lupe or Lupe.
That's correct.
Baldies.
That's right? Correct. They were doing it at her direction.
Let me see what he. Yeah. You're a real ass, you know it.
If you can blame Alfie.
What?
Sorry.
What did he say?
He said you blame Alfie.
Right. Alfie told me to do it.
No.
Sorry, Alfie.
Captain Howard says it. We know it's gold.
I'm not going to. It's a plaque and it's a.
Dan can read it.
I'll do it.
It's a proclamation.
From the Dallas County Sheriff Department Honorary Deputation presented to Russell D. Martin. In recognition of his dedicated support of law enforcement in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, he is duly recognized as a Dallas County Deputy Sheriff on this, the third day of October 2014. Lupe Valdez Sheriff, presented by Captain Mark Howard. Loyalty, commitment, integrity. It's even got a shiny seal.
How do you people do this to me?
Because it's easy.
Man, that's cold.
What did you call me earlier? An emotional sniper.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that term.
Well, this one's more of a emotional CQB.
I don't know what that is.
Close quarters combat. He's standing right in front of you.
Or an emotional IED.
Ooh, man. And it's in a nice frame. It's not like they just brought the paper.
It's not from Hobby Lobby, so you can't look it up to see what it costs.
All right. You a lawman. Thanks, Alfie.
It's actually kind of dangerous, Captain Howard, that you gave this to Russ. You gave him, he is deputy, at least for the day, and you gave him an official hat.
Is that only good for one day?
No, it's good forever.
Yeah.
It doesn't have an expiration date.
Oh, that's my bad then. So you, oh, is that a badge?
No, they're commemorative coins.
Oh, that scared me for a second.
Dallas County Sheriff. Honor Guard. And this one is Dallas County Sheriff's Department. Thank you, boss.
Anytime. Thank you.
Hey there. You can throw this in there, too, if you want.
What is that?
It's Captain Howard's badge.
The hell it is.
I guess it was.
It's right.
Alfie's right.
Huh?
I'm a lawman.
I did want to mention Kenzie's speeding story's a little suspect.
Why?
SWAT officers don't write tickets.
I didn't get that, but she made it a point to point out they were SWAT officers. Or a SWAT officer.
She said they were wearing the one that talked to her was wearing a SWAT shirt.
Need to find out if he was in a Tahoe.
Why?
That's all they drive.
Can I keep this?
Sure.
Can I really?
No.
There you go. Are we done making me cry?
We have other gifts for you.
Well, I still have... Close. We got one more break.
If you'd like, I also have Staff Sergeant Mark Hackney in here from the U.S. Army. I'd like to present you with something.
No.
Why you say no? This is happy things.
All right, send him in.
Alfie told me these are all happy things.
Dan, you set up this one.
I set up nothing.
It's got bad news.
I said
it's got to be bad news.
It's not bad news. I didn't set up anything. This is on Alfie, like Captain Howard said.
I can go ahead and blow into that breathalyzer. I don't think it's going to show much.
Is it ready?
Almost. It's calibrating.
Is Sergeant Hackney coming in?
He's trying to. Chuck's standing in front of the door. Step right here, sir.
Take him into your mic.
Yep.
How long does it take to calibrate one of those?
We're ready. You want to blow now? You ready?
Sure. What do I mash first?
Nothing.
Just blow?
Just put your mouth in it
beeps.
And blow until it beeps. Keep blowing. Keep blowing. Keep blowing.
Yeah. Is it going to stop? That can't be right.
It's like a high score.
What does it say?
Well, we're up to point, what is that?
0.030. That's nothing.
Oh.
0.080 is.
Oh, I told you it wasn't going to be much.
Right.
I kept going up, though. I expected some coupons to shoot out of it or something.
It's not skee ball.
Sergeant Hackney?
Mark.
Are you a sergeant?
Not in uniform.
You're still a sergeant.
He's a real stickler on this.
He got angry at me earlier.
Mark right now.
You earned the title. You get called it.
Sure, okay. Whatever you want to say.
All right.
Seven years ago, I showed up in your studio.
Dan, move that mic closer to me. No offense, Sergeant.
I hate big, giant, round things shoved toward my mouth.
Hey, would you like a rubber penis?
Negatron there, Voltar.
All right.
7 years ago, I walked into your studio at the other studio.
CBS.
And presented you a flag when we flew it over Iraq. Do you remember that vaguely?
I have it in my office at home.
There's been drunken days after that. Four trips later, I wanted to present you with a flag flown over the country of Afghanistan. The flight engineer that actually flew it was unable to be here because he's playing with the Republic of Singapore right now.
But, well, I can give you a gift to take to him.
But we have a certificate. Yeah, I know. He would really appreciate that.
This one's battery powered.
Outstanding.
Captain Howard, need one?
No, I'm going to pass.
9 volt
for
or
now.
Double A?
You got a mask? What'd you say?
I said I'm going to pass for
Oh.
Now.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. Go ahead.
But yes, it's Hobby Lobby framed. So you can go online and look, but you cannot put the price on that authenticity certificate.
Dan, I'm going to have to read that.
Excuse me, Mark. Certificate of authenticity. Let it be known this American flag was flown on a 6-hour day combat mission over RC East Afghanistan by Bravo Company 2 149th Aviation Hookmasters. CH-47F Chinook helicopter aircraft, especially for Russ Martin, in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, 18th of December, 2013. Signed by the pilot in command, flight engineer, pilot, flight engineer, and the door gunner.
You did this.
I did nothing. This is Alfie's fault.
It was Dan.
It was your fault.
Is it Dan? Sergeant?
Well, don't point at me, man.
You going to tell a man that big? Don't point at me.
I have to see you every day. He gets to leave.
Not to mention you promised me liquor, so.
I didn't promise you that. Shut up.
Well, here's liquor.
And then, what the hell is that?
That's,
oh, I'm sorry, I can't say it.
No, you can. Yeah, you're fine.
Have enough of that, then you're going to want this rubber penis.
I'm not going to want anything rubber from you, Russ.
You won't reel?
Ooh-ah.
Megatron there, Voltrex.
Thank you, Sergeant.
No, thank you for everything what you do.
Okay, we got one more break. You guys are welcome to hang out.
We're here.
All right.
Hey! The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Yes. Hoorah!
All right. Where's Sergeant Hackney going?
He's just moving over to the other corner.
Don't step on my penises.
Everyone else has today. I think everyone has kicked your wiener basket.
Yeah, I hadn't gone to the bathroom in like 3 hours, man, because I just can't stand to kick it again.
You're just trapped.
That's our basket of rubber weenies from New Fine Arts. Sergeant, you know that we're video streaming. Mm-hmm. All right. He's holding my sex doll. Hey, don't stick your finger in my pussy.
Oh, God.
What are we going to do with that?
I think it found a friend.
That's yours now. No, don't get, no.
I think my wife would shoot me for that one.
That one's yours now. Okay, still have clothes gift?
Yeah, you still have clothes gift? Oh, it's over here. I got it.
Holy crap. There's a card that just slipped down the side.
All right, got it. What's this one on top, Kalu?
That's an extra gift.
Extra gift.
Don't want to open it first?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He's an overachiever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any Sheriff's Department decals on you, do you?
I can get you some. For the Batmobile.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Thank Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I'm really down to two pair of underwear.
Oh, my God. Well, how many are in there?
Seven. Almost.
Almost a month, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I got down to two pair, but I'm tired of doing laundry once a month.
Well, I'm glad you got something you could really use. Between that and the machete.
Okay, it's cord.
That's a dancing chicken.
What song is that?
I like to move it.
He got me a dancing chicken.
That's pretty epic.
Thank God, Ben.
Especially when it's dancing on main stage like that.
Yeah, that's a sexy chicken. Yeah, Ben Garrison be all over this. Okay, and this is... God bless you, Clois. Pair of python boots.
Yeah, dear.
Wow, nice.
These are pricey. Where'd you get the money?
Somewhere.
Are they hot?
No, they're not hot.
You get them out in the Grand Prairie?
No.
How come they ain't got the curly tips on
them? I love
Traders
you can,
Village.
I love if you can wear those to Escapade.
These are really expensive, I know it. That's why I've been putting off buying a pair. Thank you, Clue.
Are those what your pythons looked like new when you first got them?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, just they've never looked like that as long as I've known you. How long have you had those? The ones that you currently have?
The ones I currently have are at home. They're torn up.
Okay. Those are nice.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep conditioner on them, but I don't. They're really good for mowing. That's how I ruined the other pair.
Well, don't wear these mowings. You still wear the old ones.
Mowing in boots?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Clue. All right. What's left?
I think that's it.
Your birthday cake.
Yes, your cake.
I said I couldn't have cake.
Well, we didn't have a choice in this one. This is Alfie's fault again.
What is the cake?
It's not my fault, but it's... It's shaped like something that we thought you would like.
Is it a penis?
No, it's not.
Because that seems to be the theme today.
It's not a penis.
The hell is that? Is that a dolphin head?
Yeah.
That's a dolphin dressed like a police officer.
Why?
Well, we took two of your favorite things, police officers and dolphins.
Well, I got on this dolphin kick a few months ago. I thought it was fascinating how they would fend off sharks and protect humans in the ocean.
And you referred to them as?
The first responders of the ocean. Because that's kind of what they do. And they'll defend something that's not even related to them.
And the cake lady took it to heart and made you a birthday cake.
Man, that's creepy as because that's a full-blown dolphin head.
Yep.
I mean, like, one-to-one scale.
Hey, I think it's a corporal.
How can you tell? It's you look between its legs.
No, nope, he's right. It's a corporal. No,
it's got a rink on its fin.
Let me see.
Tilt it sideways.
I don't want to hold that. That's creepy looking.
Well, I don't want to knock it over.
Is this the same chick that made the Batmobile cake last year?
Yes, it is.
Look on the inside there. The two yellow lines?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a corporal dolphin.
It's Corporal Flipper.
Where does this chick work?
At the cake department, Kroger.
They should start doing drug testing.
You know they had to put that in their book. Like, oh, these are the things that we can do for you in case you, too, want a police dolphin.
Was she that? She come up with that on her own, Alfie?
We helped inspire her a little bit. But she is excellent.
At?
Kroger.
Okay.
Oh, she's excellent at making cakes. I mean, you saw how phenomenal the Batmobile was last year.
Yeah. I'm not touching that one.
It's a good cake.
But it's weird.
Well, it's unique.
Sergeant, could you not play with my penis?
he can't help himself.
Well, you leave your penis sitting on the counter, all of a sudden everybody's got to touch it.
It's there. You can't, yeah. It's like chips at a Mexican restaurant.
All right. You guys just want to go?
Happy birthday, boss.
It was very eventful, and I'm only going to say this once. Blessed.
We are too.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, boss man.
Happy birthday, Russ.
All right.
And the cake lady made it on porpoise.
Oh, God. That's
good. Staff Sergeant, do you have a weapon?
I do.
I can't tell you online. You do help a lot overseas.
I'm sorry, what?
I can tell you overseas, you help a lot online.
That's...
You got to listen to you at like 4 o'clock in the morning, but...
Yeah. Tough break, Slick.
Yeah, better you than me, right?
Chuck, did you want to play anything? You've been here all day.
All right, let me bring your keys up. I think that, nope, that's not it.
You got your headphones on? Oh, Captain Howard, can he use those?
Sound like he's about to play. He's got the whole world in his hand.
Who knows what he's doing? You want to help him out? He looks stupid.
Three people involved. It's a major endeavor over there.
They're just headphones.
I know.
Okay, here we go.
What is it?
Jerry Lee.
You mean play with you?
Yeah.
All right, it's after 7. Well, don't start. I don't have a guitar in my hand.
Okay, I'm just getting a key. Is it C? It's in C.
Watch out for the wieners.
Hey, I know not to step on my own weenie.
Good.
Everett's one has been stepping on them all day.
Well, they're all over the damn floor, man. You can't miss them.
Dan?
Yeah, you're good.
Chuck?
You good? fine. Let's book.
All right. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJCloy.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. To reach Everett Newton, the rock and roll attorney, on Monday, because he's not going to help you over the weekend.
No.
Go to his website, DallasAttorney.com. Nikki Six is up next.
Captain Howard, thank you.
Anytime, Russ.
Sergeant Hackney. Lois, Everett, Chuck, Dan, Alfie. Much obliged. See you guys Monday.
See you later. Bye.
The Metroplex.